Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. European and NATO leaders will accompany Ukrainian President Zelensky to the White House later today to meet with President Trump. The BBC's David Willis says the gathering follows Mr. Trump's sit-down last week with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
In a message on his social media platform Truth Social, Donald Trump reinforced two of Russia's key conditions to ending the conflict, that Ukraine relinquish its claim to join NATO and recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea. That will not please Mr. Zelensky, who is expected to face pressure to accept a peace deal following what the White House described as a productive meeting with Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday. It's thought that central to negotiations could be Russia's demand for the withdrawal of Ukrainian forces from the Donbass region of Ukraine.
A reality check, courtesy Secretary of State Rubio. No,
you can't have a peace agreement unless both sides give and get. You can't have a peace agreement unless both sides make concessions. That's a fact. That's true in virtually any negotiation. If not, it's just called surrender. And neither side is going to surrender.
Rubio on ABC's This Week program. New York City police investigating a Brooklyn shooting left three people dead, nine others wounded.
There was a dispute inside the crowded club that led to the shooting. We believe that there were up to four shooters involved in this incident.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says it happened early yesterday morning. So far, no arrests. Hurricane Erin has strengthened to a Category 4 storm, 130-mile-per-hour winds. Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands are being lashed by Erin's outer bands. It could produce dangerous surf along the U.S. East Coast this week. Stock futures in the red on Wall Street. The Dow futures are down 72 points. NASDAQ futures off 48 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
It's Monday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning to you, Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. If you remember one day last week in Rosedale, we had all that construction. It was late lifting, 95 at 895. Today, they got out of there on time. So right now, we're good from the Beltway down to the split and then eventually going south into both the harbor tunnels. Out in western Maryland, there's a wreck in the left-hand lane, I-70 westbound. Before you get to Interstate 81. Not a big deal right now. Still fairly quiet out in that area, but heads up for the state police. They're directing traffic there. Beltway is good. Very quiet on the JFX from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Mild and muggy start to your Monday morning. Look for mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. Temperatures much cooler, highs only in the 70s. We'll keep the clouds around and temps below average on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now it's 71 degrees already in Pikesville, 74 degrees right now. Downtown Baltimore. It's going to be another warm one, folks. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A man with a lengthy burglary record was arrested in Baltimore County Friday for possession of a stolen vehicle and burglary tools, but later released on a $3,500 bond. Court records show Franklin, the man, has faced 15 charges since 2014, most tied to burglary. Baltimore City residents in Mount Washington, where he is suspected of breaking into several homes, expressed alarms over his release. A $2,000 reward is now being offered for information tied to one of the burglaries. Authorities suspended the search for a missing person at Beaver Dam Swim Club after nightfall on Sunday. Baltimore County Police and fire crews responded to reports of the disappearance at around 6 p.m. were unable to locate the individual. Search called off by 9 p.m. It is set to resume this morning. An Easton pastor who was taken into custody by ICE in July has been released and reunited with his family. Daniel Fuentes Espinal, who first entered the U.S. on a six-month visa in 2001, was being held in Louisiana before being brought back to Maryland. He was granted bond last week and shared a video message expressing gratitude to his community. Family members also celebrated his return, calling him the heart of their household. And a Cecil County man who was fatally stabbed, his family said, the 14-year-old boy last month, he will not face charges after prosecutors determined he acted in self-defense. Officials said Ty, who has one arm, was attacked by a group of nine people linked to a local gang over a drug debt. Surveillance video showed the group beating him with a shovel and a 2x4 before the stabbing of Jordan Collins, member of the gang. The state's attorney said Ty tried to escape, only used a pocket knife to protect himself. Three people have been indicted for retaliatory acts tied to the incident. It's a 6:06 on WCBM Pick 3 Lottery, 864, Pick 4, 5904. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Out of all the stuff that happened in Baltimore this sports weekend, I got three words for you. Scotty freaking Scheffler.
Thank you, Scheffler.
Can you believe what you just saw?
That was the call on NBC Sports Network. Scheffler holding out on 17, drilling a remarkable 81-footer for birdie, distancing himself from a shaky Robert McIntyre and winning the 2025 BMW Championship at Caves by two strokes. After the match, here's Scheffler in the post-match.
Part of me wanted to go with the pin, and then I kind of held one off in there on the left side. I knew par wasn't going to be a bad score on that hole today, and anytime you hold a chip like that, it's pretty nice, and it looked good. It looked good when it landed, it looked good when it was rolling. And it's nice to see them going.
This is your seventh.
Truly an unbelievable shot from Scotty Scheffler to win it. The Orioles with a flurry of moves over the weekend and their future now coming into focus. Dylan Beavers was promoted on Saturday, the team's number three prospect, and yesterday came word that number one had arrived.
Zombo Basile has a chance to take care of those first hit jitters. 2-1 pitch. That ball ripped to right center field. Samuel Basile's first major league hit is a two-run single.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Basile's first major league hit, his first major league runs batted in. Capped a 12-0 blanking of the Astros, the second straight series win for Baltimore, and a new beginning as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, Loop, there it is. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start
Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, August 18, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome. Coming up in this hour is Baltimore Too Far Gone. Residents react to the president's words. Pundits react to the peace deal that is advancing. The second meeting being held today in Washington. And that is our top story, is that the president and Vlad the Invader advancing the peace deal to the next step, whatever that happens to be. President Trump yesterday on Truth Social saying big progress on Russia. Stay tuned. He also remarked about that over the weekend.
I believe we had a very productive meeting. There were many points that we agreed on, most of them, I would say, a couple of big ones that we haven't quite got there, but we've made some headway.
Yeah. And again, telling Brett Baer and Sean Hannity and others that the great progress was made at this first meeting.
We're going to try and get this over with. We really made some great progress.
Yeah, and again, there's no deal yet, but the fact that there isn't a deal, I think, is in itself progress.
There's no deal until there's a deal.
So some of the top takeaways, and again, the left, the media, the state-run media, the Democrats, and the swampy GOP, like Judas Iscariot Pence and others, are criticizing the president for rolling out the red carpet for Putin, for the warm handshake, the applauding of Putin. But then he got the B-2 F-35 buzzover, the flyover there that buzzed Putin. So look, Trump is there as just setting the table. He's trying to negotiate a peace deal. Yes, Vlad the Invader is the guilty one here, but how else do you negotiate a peace deal? You got to bring both sides in to discuss. And so far, I think he's the only guy that would have brought Putin anywhere close to a peace negotiation.
I think that the only chance there is for continued peace or for any peace, permanent peace in Ukraine, will be for intervention by the United States in that peace process to make them sit down together and see if they can actually come to some kind of an agreement.
I think you're right. The only guy to do that
is Trump.
Is Trump. But here's one of my big takeaways from the meeting, and that is, of course, that what Putin said at the press conference in Joint Base Elmendorf.
Today, when President Trump is saying that if he was the president back then, there would be no war. And I'm quite sure that it would indeed be so. I can confirm that.
So Putin himself said if Trump had been president, not Biden, that there would have been no war. He would not. He is a KGB lying thug.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
let's call a spade here. But that's something that Trump has said repeatedly while he was campaigning and since he's become president, that they would have found a way. And, of course, while Trump was president, he did not invade Ukraine or any other country for that matter. So that was a big takeaway. We'll talk about some of the other ones coming up here in just a second.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. After a good weekend on the courts, there's a Chuck Whitaker who surprisingly did not win this weekend at Caves, only because he did not enter. It was beneath him. Traffic and weather on the three is Chuck.
Good morning. Baltimore County is responding to a report of a jackknife tractor trailer. I'm trying to find out where it is. I think it's over on the east side. I think it may be on Pulaski Highway. But don't quote me yet until we get some more information on that. We do know there is a wreck going up the big hill on I-70 westbound, approaching Interstate 81. Out in the western part of the state, that wreck is blocking the left-hand lane. And I think a tractor trailer is involved there. No construction. Well, let's just say there was was construction overnight, but they cleared it this morning. Southbound 95 at the city-county line. We had that big problem last week through that area. So right now, just the morning delays, just starting to build with the lanes open at both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX still running fine and no significant problems early towards the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy start to the day, then mostly cloudy, chance for a stray shower, and then high today only in the upper 70s, and pretty much the same for tomorrow. So this week's going to be a little bit cooler, not as hot as it's been for the last several days, including over the weekend. Right now we're looking at, we have partly cloudy conditions, and it is 72 in Reisterstown, 73 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you here this morning. President Trump, again, did arrange for Vlad the Invader to be buzzed by a B-2 bomber and F-35 fighters immediately after Putin needed a wardrobe change. Watching his reaction.
That's why he had on a dark suit.
That's right. NCAA fining University of Michigan football tens of millions of dollars for sign stealing, which included their 2023 national champion season. Their record will stand. The coach, Sharon Moore, have a three-game suspension, and he must write, "I will not cheat again," 1,000 times on a blackboard. So, no word on whether Jim Harbaugh is going to get any kind of sanctions. He's out of Michigan now, nothing they can do to him.
But he was there.
He was there at the time. He has had no reaction as of yet. The fossil called Lucy is leaving Ethiopia, the oldest remains of any human ancestor will now be going on tour. This would make the Rolling Stones now the second oldest.
The second oldest ringhead.
Senator Bernie Sanders excited to reunite with his old girlfriend. So he can't wait to
see Lucy again.
Yeah. This time maybe she won't pull the football out from him.
Yeah.
Who knows? Leonardo DiCaprio was seen this weekend making public displays of affection with a supermodel on a yacht in Spain. He's 50, she's 27. Mm-hmm. Or as DiCaprio calls her, a cougar.
Yes.
This is disturbing. New York Times reporting an increased amount of children now are eating cannabis gummies, thinking they're regular candy.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so I could just see now a couple of these, you know, parents who like the weed have to sit down with their young child and say, "Look, this is my weed, not yours. Okay? Do not touch."
Right.
Due to political threats, Meta has created the highest amount of security for any company to protect its CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. So, again, the company has had the most amount of security for the boss, but none for your private data.
Yeah.
Okay. All that security is going to him. Mm-hmm. So, just incredible. All right, we're getting closer and closer to NFL season.
Yeah.
And now they're saying the Tampa Bay Bucks might be a favorite to reach the Super Bowl in the NFC.
Well, they say.
Well,
it's the kiss of death.
Because of Chuck.
Yeah, it is a kiss of death. But we have a good defense this year.
Yeah, but you got to have a good offense, too.
And we got Baker. He's out there.
Yeah.
He's out there.
Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it the last year one of those, I guess it was an outlier, you think? Or do you think he's going to come back and reproduce?
No, I think
he's going to reproduce.
Yeah, if he's going to have the same results.
Whether he's going to reproduce is a family issue.
Exactly.
We'll leave that to them.
Well, when they give you that first thing in August that you're going to be a favorite, you're out.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Used. Pretty much. It was like the old Sports Illustrated jinx. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Madden, the Madden jinx. And again, according to one of the Madden games, I'm for sure you had a lousy season coming up next season.
Oh, yeah, when you're in the cover of the Madden video game.
That's right.
Yeah, you're done there as well. This wreck is on Philadelphia Road, so I was nearby, Route 7 at Rosedale Avenue. How the hell do you jackknife a tractor trailer on Philadelphia Road?
Turn
well,
hard left.
He's done.
Yeah, very difficult. A little bit later on, we'll be talking about an illegal alien truck driver out in California that flipped a UB in the middle of an interstate and killed.
That was near West Palm.
Yeah,
West Palm, Florida.
Yeah. Oh, that was in West Palm.
Made a U-turn in the median and a minivan went right underneath it, killed everybody.
Yeah, everybody inside the van.
Unbelievable.
But I think, didn't he get his license in California?
License from California.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But he missed his exit and said, oh, you know how they have the cut-through for emergency vehicles?
Right. Yeah.
He turned around there and went across all the lanes, and the minivan couldn't stop, went right underneath.
Yeah, another great reason why we should not be handing out driver's licenses to illegal aliens who cannot speak
the company
English.
Who hired him should be excoriated as well.
100%. All right, Chuck, thanks. We'll see you in a couple. 6:19, 19 minutes after the hour. And we're talking about the Trump peace deal. Your reaction as well. Again, his job is to set the table. He's not there to negotiate for Ukraine or Russia. He wants to end the war and certainly not get us involved in another forever war. That is the main goal here of President Trump in this peace process, which continues today with Zelensky and European leaders at the White House. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elian.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living makes sense.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:22, 22 minutes after the hour here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Another takeaway I've had from over the weekend was pretty remarkable, and President Trump talked about it in his post-press conference interview with Sean Hannity.
I don't want to say anything brought him to the table. He's a very smart guy. Nothing brought him to the table, so to speak. I think that he respects our country now. He didn't respect it under Biden, I can tell you that.
Do you know that post-invasion, after the invasion, what was it, February of 22, if I'm not mistaken? So for the last 3.5 years, there was no conversation with Joe Biden at all.
Wow.
There was no connection, conversation that we know of. If there was, then maybe it was secretive and they didn't publicize it. But there was no public acknowledgement that Putin and Biden spoke for the last 3.5 years. So that
so Joe was he was really involved then.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know, if Putin had just done the decent thing and offered him an ice cream cone, maybe things would be different, Sean.
This is what happens when you have a president who's not up to the task,
right?
Who was mentally not capable of doing his job, and maybe this war could have been resolved sooner. Who knows? All right, 6:23.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck involving the tractor-trailer in Rosedale is Route 7, Philadelphia Road. It's at Rosedale Avenue, Hamilton Avenue in that area. Apparently, jackknife probably took down a pole, so Philadelphia Road is closed. Here's the problem. I'm not sure if the overnight work on Pulaski Highway in that same area has cleared or not, but Pulaski Highway, of course, now would be the detour route through the area, both both east and westbound. They're running parallel between the city-county line and the Beltway. So just a heads up, might be a little bit of a problem for the local traffic there. Looking at you live right now, and we are good to go southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy start to the day, then mostly cloudy a little later on. Chance for a stray shower or two, and the high about 78 today. Right now we're at 75 in Ocean City, and it is 70 in Pikesville. Let's take a phone call here this morning. We've got Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark. Yes, good morning, gentlemen. By the way, way to go, Ravens in Dallas, Texas this past weekend. Great game. Thank you. Here's a question. Assuming that we are able to get a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia, who's going to pay for the damages that Russia did in leveling buildings, bombing out medical clinics and the like? Sort of like what it would look like after World War II immediately ended. Who's going to be responsible for that, and how quickly can Ukraine be rebuilt, if you get the idea?
Well, it's going to take years, obviously. I think after World War II, that was the Marshall Plan that helped, and the tariffs that helped to rebuild Europe. And again, that was allowing them to rebuild themselves, and you know, at great expense to us. But again, we had obviously, it would be nice to make the offending invading country pay the bill, but you got to be careful that you don't want to create economic conditions where they're going to be.
Russia will say no.
Yeah, they'll say no, or they'll be right back at it again, warring again. So one of the deals, and we'll get to this here in just a second, Mark, that's a great question that you ask regarding that, is you know, what's coming out of this deal today, and we'll have a preview of that in just a second. But today, now it's up to Trump did his part. He got Putin to the table to at least give a list of his demands, of the things that Russia wants.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first step. Now comes the Zelensky demands, which will happen today.
They'll, of course, call up President Zelensky and tell him about today's meeting. It's ultimately up to them.
Now, there's a lot of stuff being reported as to what is in this so-called deal or proposal. We don't know. I don't trust any of the reportage coming out of the state-run media, especially people like Jackie Heinrich over at Fox News, who said that Trump got steamrolled over the weekend, along with Howie Kurtz and a bunch of... Howie Kurtz is a media guy. He has got no foreign experience whatsoever, so he should dismiss anything that comes out of it. But Steve Witkoff is the guy you need to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And here is one of the things he says that came out of this proposal.
We agreed on much more robust security guarantees. The Russians agreed on enshrining legislatively language that would prevent them from, they would attest to not attempting to take any more land from Ukraine after a peace deal.
Yeah, so that's it. No more attempts to get land or invasions again. There'll be security guarantees by both the United States and the European Union, NATO, to protect Ukraine from further invasion, which is a little bit problematic for a lot of folks like in MAGA world, because, you know, we don't want to be drawn into another conflict.
No, it's interesting, though. One of the first things that Donald Trump said about this particular conflict in taking a look at it was, well, you know, get us the contracts for rare earth minerals. Let the U.S. contractors be on the ground. You have enough U.S. personnel there on the ground of Ukraine. Their very presence will dissuade the Soviets or the Russians from deciding to advance further, because then they'd be going directly against the strength and might of the United States. And it seems that now is once again live and a possible thing that will happen as part of a set of security guarantees.
Yeah, and again, the land swap thing made a lot of headlines, but ultimately Ukraine is going to be the ones that have to decide that.
The president, as a mediator, was looking for ways to solve the crisis. He understands that it is for the Ukrainians to decide how they might land swap, how they might make a deal with the Russians on different territories there.
He also said something in the interview with Sean Hannity afterwards regarding the Russiagate hoax. And I find it interesting that a lot of these documents have been released prior to the summit at in Alaska. So the question here is there another path that Trump is considering? I mean, because he basically said, I wouldn't have been able to sit down and talk peace with Putin unless we admitted what we did with the Russia collusion hoax, meaning the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was an interesting development to me. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on in the show.
Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to just hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning? Or your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially, and that's at any age. If this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates, the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. 410-944-3100. Online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Coming up next, pundits react to the peace deal, and more on that today at the White House. But first, news headlines with Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. A man with a lengthy burglary record arrested in Bolivar County on Friday for possession of a stolen vehicle and burglary tools, but later released on a $3,500 bond. Court records show that one, I believe, Isaac Franklin, has faced 15 charges since 2014, mostly tied to burglary. Bolivar City residents in Mount Washington, where he was suspected of breaking into several homes, expressed alarm over his release, a $2,000 reward now being offered for information tied to one of the burglaries. Authorities suspended the search for a missing person at Beaver Dam Swim Club after nightfall yesterday. Baltimore County Police and fire crews responded to reports of the disappearance at around 6 p.m. were unable to locate the individual. A search was called off by 9 p.m. is set to resume on Monday morning. An Easton pastor who was taken into custody by ICE in July has been released and reunited with his family. Daniel Fuentes Espinal, who first entered the U.S. on a six-month visa back in 2001, is being held in Louisiana before being brought back to Maryland. He was granted bond last week and shared a video message expressing gratitude to his community. A Cecil County man fatally stabbed a 14-year-old boy last month. He will not face charges after prosecutors determined he had acted in self-defense. Officials say the man they only identified as Ty, who has one arm, was attacked by a group of nine people linked to a local gang over a drug debt. Surveillance video shows the group beating him with a shovel and a 2x4 before he stabbed Jordan Collins. The state's attorney said Ty tried to escape and only used a pocket knife to protect himself. Three people have since been indicted for retaliatory acts tied to that incident. And the city's transportation department is warning drivers of multiple road closures and lane closures downtown from August 18th to the 22nd. Shutdowns tied to the BGE pipeline project and the Inner Harbor Intersection Improvement Project. Among those affected routes are Guilford Avenue, Monument Street, Maryland Avenue, South Street, and Pratt Street. 632, next WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Lottery numbers, pick 3, 864, pick 4, 5904. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
A little bit of a backup now, southbound 895, beginning to slow right around the O'Donnell Street ramp, so that's about normal. It's still under a 5-minute delay through there. And 95 south, looking at it live here at the O'Donnell Street ramp, Pace is still good. All four lanes are open through there. A couple of tractor trailers are on the right side, northbound 95 at O'Donnell Street, but they're well behind the white line on the right side, so no impact there. Heads up in Rosedale. Tractor trailer involved in this wreck, closing Philadelphia Road at Rosedale Avenue. It's going to force traffic over onto Pulaski Highway, and there may still be some construction work in that area on Route 40 at Chesico Avenue, so that could add to the heavy traffic through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Mild and muggy start to your Monday morning. Look for mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. Temperatures much cooler, highs only in the 70s. We'll keep the clouds around and temps below average on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It was a busy, busy weekend in Baltimore sports, no doubt. We'll start you off in Houston, where the Orioles were looking to take a series from the first-place Astros, a game that saw the Major League debut of the Birds' number one prospect.
Salvo Basile has a chance to take care of those first-hit jitters. 2-1 pitch. That ball ripped to right center field. Samuel Basayo's first major league hit is a two-run single.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Basayo's first major league hit in his fourth official at-bat was the icing on the cake as the Birds ride seven shutout innings from Dean Kramer for a 12-0 win over the Astros. And a sidebar, Basayo at 21 years old in 4 days, the youngest player in the majors this year to make his major league debut. Next, we take you 239.2 miles to the north, Dallas, Texas, where the Ravens played a meaningless preseason game against the Cowboys, or was it?
See if he can do what Justin Tucker did time and time again in his Ravens career. And he is able to knock it home from beyond 50 to add.
From 53 to be exact, longtime Cowboy voice Brad Sham with the call on the Cowboys simulcast. Lou hit 5 of 6 from the night, 3 from 50 yards plus. And in the post game, head coach John Harbaugh confirming what everyone really knew all along.
He'll be the kicker. He'll be the kicker. He's earned it, and get another chance to get back out there next week and kick some more. And
one injury of note in the game: Rush linebacker Adisa Isaac suffering a dislocated elbow that'll keep him out for at least the next few weeks. Meaning David Ojabo, barring injury, should make the opening day 53. And then finally back home to Owings Mills, where the BMW Championship at Caves concluded final round. Scotty Scheffler on 17, a slim one-shot lead on Robert McIntyre, and then a shot for the ages from the world's greatest golfer.
Can you believe what you just saw? Bobby McCann, time and again, he has done that or similar. And you just shake your head at what you're watching right now during this era.
Courtesy of NBC Sports, Scheffler does it again, winning the 2025 BMW Championship with an 81-foot birdie putt just outside the green by 2 strokes, 17 consecutive rounds now on the PGA Tour for Scotty Scheffler at or under par. Here's Scotty in the postgame.
I think it has a lot to do with the intensity that I bring to each round. I try not to take days off. I try not to take shots off. And, you know, when it gets to this time of the year, it can be a little bit tiring. You know, today was a grind.
It was a grind, but he wins it at the BMW Championship in Owings Mills. The time now is 6:37. When we return, welcome to Charm City, Sam Basayo.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, I hope you guys had a good, restful weekend.
We did. I spent most of my weekend dodging buses that were
on Garrison Forest Boulevard.
My God. Everywhere you went, there was a bus.
Have you ever seen so many in your life?
I have never seen so many buses in that part of the country.
But who doesn't like a yellow school bus?
Yeah. Well, these were the big shuttle buses. These were like big transport buses.
I was up at St. Tony's, which is in our general neighborhood. Up in Glendon. There's a police officer there who was working the event. He was there, I guess, to get a soda and a sandwich before he went back to work. And this is a brutally hot day. It was, I guess it was Saturday or Sunday. brutally hot, and he's wearing like 30 pounds of gear. And I said, well, at least you're keeping you nice and warm. You know, and he said, yeah, it's an understatement. It was hot. And it was hard work for those guys. Yeah.
So these buses we're talking about were obviously, there was a park and ride at Stevenson University, so people could park there and then ride over to the tournament. Listen, Scottie Scheffler has done this before, maybe not the 81-footer that he hit, but for him to do it in Owings Mills, in our town, on national TV, with all the publicity and the advertising that goes with that, really was a truly special moment for our city.
Was it special if you do work as his caddy for that shot?
I was the caddy?
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I heard.
Well, I mean, he hired me for 17 specifically.
Yeah. So, that's what I heard.
So, absolutely, it was a connection.
Yeah.
Sam Bisaio, I just want to get to this real quick. There was logic, by the way, in the way the Orioles called him and Dylan Beavers up over the weekend. If it maintained their rookie status for next year, which fans will say, well, it's an economic move, right? Because they were, and it is, okay? But also, if either one of them becomes the rookie of the year next year, the Orioles get another draft pick out of that. Ah, there's a good chance that either one could.
Yeah.
So there was logic to it if they are under 130 at-bats for the rest of the year. Thank God they're finally here. It gives the Oriole fans a reason to be engaged in the next couple months, and I think it's going to be exciting to watch them grow.
Certainly, last two games, they looked really good. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39. 21 minutes now for the hour, 7 o'clock, 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. If you'd like to react to the president and Putin and the peace process, you can certainly do that. Well, there was some other reaction to it.
Yeah, there was. Some of it supportive, some of it not so much supportive. And there's always a gadfly or two. It's funny because people who used to be major voices have slowly become gadflies. I think particularly of John Bolton, who used to be a major voice in U.S. foreign
policy.
Yeah,
he used to be a regular, semi-regular guest here on the program, but now he's become neocon John. It's just incredible.
His gripe was they should never have held the meeting at that particular location.
These are very sensitive stealth aircraft. Everybody on the Russian party is a suspected spy. This whole base is now available to them, at least to some extent. I don't think it should have been held on the base.
Now, I did a check. He may have said something, but I could not find any comment from Bolton when that balloon was floating over our country for about a week or two. There's not that I could find. Now, maybe he said something. I couldn't find it.
Well, first
but
off,
this apparently was a problem.
The B-2 bombers and, whether they're at Elmendorf.
They've been at air shows.
They've been at air shows. They've been, they don't put them in hangars all the time. They did at one point. And the F-35s, they're out there on the tarmac. So, Russian spy satellites could have easily photographed any of these things. This is just.
And to presume some of their.
John Bolton sounds silly when he says stuff like that.
Well, to presume there are no Russian spies on the ground in this country would be perhaps the stupidest presumption one could ever make in one's life. Lindsey Graham took a look at what's going on in Alaska and, of course, in a broader sense, between Russia and Ukraine. And he has the same estimate that I think a lot of us have, is that with the dynamic that currently exists, Biden couldn't do a damn thing about this. Obama couldn't do a damn thing about this. The only president we've had, the only man we have that could possibly have any impact on this is indeed Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's the only guy on the planet that can end this war. Putin fears Trump, and he's been I think he's been tough. Azerbaijan and Armenia has been going on for 30 years. He ended that war. Pakistan, India, just by force of will. So he's the right guy.
Yeah, he is the right guy, and this is the right time. And he points out what Russia's Achilles heel is, and the Trump administration is getting at this circuitously, but he's getting at it. His weakness is oil and gas. That's what Russia has to export, oil and gas. And if they can't export their oil and gas because other countries have, like, huge tariffs put on them by this country, they're in trouble deep economically.
He didn't come to see how Alaska was doing after he bought it. He came to Alaska because Trump threatened to put a 50% tariff on India for buying Russian oil and gas. What's the weakness of Russia? Almost all of their income comes from oil and gas sales. If we went after the customers of Russia and said you had to pick between the American economy and buying cheap Russian oil or gas, they would pick the American economy.
Yeah, in part because we have a president who understands how to use those economic levers to the greatest effect.
And that lever has been used effectively on India. The big question is China, which has now been delayed another 90 days as they try to... And that's a big part of this negotiation. China buys a lot of Russian oil and gas as well. So
if they would choose to get it from somewhere else, then that would, of course, hurt the Russians further. And, of course, one thing the Russians really do need in Ukraine is money to pay for what they're doing. They run out of money. They have problems much bigger than just Ukraine. 643, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the west side outer loop now has begun to fill in. Typical ride pretty much right now. Liberty Road down through Security Boulevard, I-70. And then it looks like we're still okay crossing through the ramps at Route 40. Parkville side, nothing major yet. The inner loop at Green Spring is clear. JF, thanks, you're okay. Heads up in Rosedale. Tractor trailer involved in a wreck this morning. Probably some wires down. A utility pole was down. Philadelphia Road is blocked in the area at Rosedale Avenue. That forces traffic over to Pulaski Highway. And we've had construction on Pulaski Highway in that area just around Chesico Avenue. So heads up for that in case you're detouring away from Philadelphia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy start, then mostly cloudy today, chance for a stray shower or two. And we're looking at a high about 78. Right now, cloudy 72 in the Middle River, and it is 68 in Reisterstown. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bob.
Oh, boy, I feel so good. I could spit. I think I will.
And he did. All right. New Little Debbie Pumpkin Spice Oatmeal Cream Pies arrive as part of the fall 2025 lineup.
Kristen, this is the oatmeal spice they bring back just for you.
Yeah. Pumpkin Delights, Pumpkin Spice Minute Donuts, and Pumpkin Spice Rolls, all part of the new fall products from Little Debbie.
Mm, tasty.
No relation to Chuck Whitaker.
No. No. But she is still Little Debbie.
Yeah, she is. Hershey's rolling out their 2025 Halloween lineup already. 33% of Americans do their Halloween shopping before Labor Day. I never knew that. You know, they're looking for Halloween candies. And by the way, you go into the store now, they're all over the shelf.
I went grocery shopping this past weekend. They have the jack-o'-lanterns, the clay jack-o'-lanterns, all lined up.
Yeah.
I thought, whoa, wow, it must almost be Halloween. Yes, here it is, August.
The new Kit Kat Counts are featured. They are Count Chocula and others on that package. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown-themed Reese's Pumpkins and Reese's Miniatures are out. And Hershey's Cookies and Cream Harry Potter Magical Friends collection as well. If you're stocking up on your Halloween candy right now, Krispy Kreme introducing the new Harry Potter donuts with one for each of Hogwarts house. My kids were never into Harry Potter. Thank goodness. And I just never really liked it.
I like all of them.
You like you watched all the Harry Potter movies?
I have, yes.
Okay, so you're a Harry Potter aficionado. So will you be heading to Krispy Kreme for one of your Harry Potter donuts?
I don't go that far.
There's the Gryffindor donut. Does that ring a bell to you?
I know, Gryffindor.
That's one of the Slytherin donut.
Slytherin was the rat bastard's house in the school.
Hufflepuff. Who's Hufflepuff?
Hufflepuff. They were art. They were neutral. Okay. They were pacifist.
Ravenclaw donut.
Idiots.
Okay. Oh, they're idiots.
And the Sorting Hat donut.
Yeah, Sorting Hat. They should put that on Bruce and tell him to get the hell out of here.
Thank you, Harry Potter.
Apparently, that's in one of the Harry Potter books. I didn't know this.
Yes, H-A-R-R-Y, folks. New Keebler.
Yeah, not Harry Potter.
That's a whole different Potter.
New Keebler's. It's a different movie, too.
The spooky fudge stripe cookies have now arrived from the elves at Keebler, so they're out in your grocery store shelves.
Do they taste like entirely differently?
They're fudge stripe cookies.
Yes.
That's what they are. And it's all in packaging and branding, as they say. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 647. So we're talking reaction. Look, the media has been, the state-run media, whether it was Margaret Brennan over at CBS or Martha Raddatz at ABC, they were all, that Zelensky and the European Union leaders are coming in to make sure that Trump doesn't bully Zelensky. Remember the last time Zelensky didn't dress properly?
Yeah.
And he got dressed down.
J.D. Vance. scolded him. How about a little respect for your office, Bork?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Look, Trump wants peace. He wants to be... Look, he's already got a good track record, 6 or 7 peace deals already, 2 really long wars, Azerbaijan and Armenia and Rwanda and Congo. They were 35-year wars, you know. We all know who Vlad the Invader is. He's a KGB thug. Remember George Bush when he said he looked into his eyes?
And saw his soul.
Biden years later said he saw no soul. To me that was a big revelation that there was no communication at all between Putin and between Moscow and Washington for 3 years after the invasion.
Chuck actually looked and saw filet of soul. Yes. So it's a slightly different kind of thing. Lindsey Graham, by the way, says we should just let Russia know that unless they find a way to come to peace, we have the capacity and the capability and the willingness to destroy their economy.
You got to convince Putin that if this war doesn't end justly and honorably, with Ukraine making concessions also, we're going to destroy the Russian economy. We have the ability to do it.
Yeah, he said, and we do. We have the ability to do it. Is it to our benefit long term to actually do it? Probably not, because it would cause a worldwide depression and potential conflicts of various natures. But the threat is certainly effective. Mike Pompeo says that it looks, though, that Putin came to the table unwilling to concede some of the core points necessary in order to come to peace.
I think there's still significant sticking points along the way. They may have identified interests that they can work their way through, perhaps on economic matters.
Yeah, perhaps on economic matters. But the question is there progress being made in these meetings?
It sounds to me like sort of the central issue, the thing that we've all been talking about for the days leading up to this, Vladimir Putin's willingness to conduct a ceasefire with no conditions so that they can get to the table and discuss a formal resolution of the conflict. It doesn't sound like Putin showed up ready to concede that core point.
I'll tell you what, Sean, I am glad the Europeans are involved because, frankly, I've always said, they're closer to the battle than we are.
Yeah, it really
should be them.
It is their issue,
not
but
us.
Let's face it, the only guy that would get Putin to the table is...
It's Trump.
Is Trump. Nobody else. It wasn't going to be Macron. It's not going to be Starmer, of course, or the German chancellor. That's not going to happen. Trump's the only guy that may get done, number one. But I find it interesting, all these people. You got War Hawk Lindsey Graham. You got Mike Pompeo, who I think, he to me, was betrayed Trump in his first term. He really did. So you got all these neocons. You got Bolton. They're all over Fox commenting on this stuff. You can't find anybody that can represent the MAGA world or America First? Come on, Fox. Get it together. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got 3 mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos. Go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family. Trusted by yours.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move. Improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us. And tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new addition. AES. Experience integrity results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37.
My name is Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 6:53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Cecil County. The word is right now, and I haven't seen it yet, but northbound I-95 between 222, that's just north of the Tidings Bridge, and Route 272, that all the northbound lanes are blocked. Looking at the camera at 272, which is facing south, and there is no traffic coming north. So that's the word right now. Think about immediately now, once we get across the Tidings Bridge, we'll probably have to go over and pick up Route 40 on Pulaski Highway through that area, and that will mean big delays on Route 40, but I don't see any traffic coming north on 95 right now through there. In Rosedale, the tractor-trailer accident still closing Philadelphia Road at Rosedale Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Restate Gun Range has you covered, from wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit restategunrange.com to book today. Restate Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday: mild and muggy start to the day. Partly cloudy, chance for a couple of showers, maybe. 78 for the high. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Right now, cloudy. 70 in Columbia. 75 under cloudy skies in Annapolis at 6:54. There's still a war of words. We'll get to a little bit later on the show between Governor Moore and President Trump over the National Guard. You got Chris Van Hollen predicting that Congress will not reauthorize, because it's a 30-day. He can use the National Guard in D.C. for up to 30 days. Then Congress must authorize it via legislation. Well, and Van Hollen is saying that they're not going to do it. I don't know. The Democrats aren't in charge right now of both houses, so we'll see. But you never know with Speaker Johnson, John Thune, how that's going to go.
Yeah, well, but Van Hollen's big objection was they had one amendment to the reauthorization, which was no margaritas.
And I was like, that's not exactly.
For him, that's not going to fly.
No, not at all. But, of course, remember last week when President Trump said that Baltimore was too far gone. When he was talking about D.C. and taking over court, and we had a federal judge, district judge, over the weekend say that they couldn't take over the entire police department. So the Trump administration kind of backpedaled a little bit in court, said, "Okay, that's fine, but now no more sanctuary city status. D.C. police will cooperate with ICE," and that was agreed to. But so Fox 45's Jeff Abel went out into the community and asked a bunch of people, "Is Baltimore too far gone in your?" Opinion here was the reaction. We start with the president's soundbite last week.
And then you have, of course, Baltimore and Oakland. We don't even mention that anymore. They're so far gone.
I mean, are we too long gone?
No, we never too long gone. If that was the case, we've been long gone 10,000 years ago.
We're long gone, I guess, from what the American dream was. And I think we need to wake up.
Was the president correct?
You know, I've been a citizen in Baltimore for 40 years, and everybody is not hooligan.
So I will state and say this. I've never did a crime I didn't ever have to do.
Oh, great. Thanks. I feel so much better about Baltimore now. Wow.
Kind of just speaks volumes,
laid
doesn't it,
out
it folks?
He's laid it out.
Then
there,
Jeff Abel asked the question about the National Guard. Is it time to bring the National Guard to Charm City?
Should we bring in the National Guard? It's going to start war. Yeah, going to fight back, retaliation. You're going to have people don't, especially if they try to keep you in the house.
Should we call in the National Guard?
No, man, we need the National Treasurer.
It's more enforcement to put more oppression on people that are already oppressed. It's just going to create more problems. We're looking for solutions to problems.
Our leaders are not really our leaders. They're really our enemies.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, wow.
So, but let's look at D.C. Has there been retaliation? Doesn't appear to be.
Nope.
I think they've made close to 300 arrests so far. D.C. now, the people I know that live in D.C., they're saying they welcome it. They say it's been great, you know, going across the city right now, not having to worry about being harassed at street corners and in restaurants and in shops and alleys and so on and so forth. They said it's been wonderful living in our nation's capital. So all the predictions that we just heard from some of the Baltimore City citizens, Not accurate. And then the final question is Baltimore City itself doing enough to solve the problems of the city?
Is the city doing enough?
The city can absolutely do a whole lot more.
Nowhere near enough. But no one is. We're just kind of getting through here.
Is the city doing enough?
Currently, I have to say this. It could be way more recreationals again. I got 11 kids.
It can get better, man, you know. But they don't want it to get better.
I think with 11 kids, you found a good way for recreating.
Let's just
a note.
Just they're not bringing their best and the brightest to the soapbox, okay?
Wow. I have 11 kids. That is a recreation. You've had plenty. Really? You've had plenty. Oh, my. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Call Glenn Burney at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
All right, coming up right after the 7 o'clock news, Jazzy Crockett's latest outrageous statement, illegal aliens running amok and horror stories from the heartland, and Lefty is out there advocating doxing ICE agents. Stay tuned.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. On the heels of Friday's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Alaska, today President Trump sits down with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and others at the White House.
European and NATO leaders say they are joining Volodymyr Zelensky in talks between the Ukrainian president and President Donald Trump. On Sunday in Brussels, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said there are conditions for any peace deal.
We must have strong security guarantees to protect both Ukraine and Europe's vital security interests. Ukraine must be able to uphold its sovereignty and its territorial integrity.
Von der Leyen says international borders cannot be changed by force. European leaders have been rallying around Zelensky after he was left out of Friday's Alaska summit between Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. I'm Donna Warder.
And Secretary of State Rubio says that while he cannot reveal exactly what's been going on behind the scenes, both sides, that is Russia and Ukraine, he says they're struggling with some hard decisions.
Even totalitarian governments have constituencies they have to respond to. People have to go back and defend these agreements that they make and figure out a way to explain them to people. So we need to create space for concessions to be made.
Rubio on ABC's This Week program. A suspect is under arrest after three police officers were shot and wounded. Happened last night north of Salt Lake City in Tremont in Utah. Hurricane Erin has strengthened again. It's now back up to a Category 4 storm, packing 130-mile-per-hour winds. It's been lashing Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands with its outer bands. It could stir up dangerous surf along the U.S. East Coast later in the week. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 58 points. NASDAQ futures are off 19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everybody is keeping an eye on the Fed and how an interest rate cut might affect gold prices. Gold has been hovering at around $3,400 an ounce for the last 2 months and is poised for dramatic growth with the next interest rate cut. When rates go down, returns on bonds follow, and that's why gold continues to be the safe haven asset of choice for smart investors. Are you protected? Don't wait until it's too late to profit from the back and forth from the Fed on interest rates. Right now, if you have a qualified IRA or 401k, you could receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you open your retirement account with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now or visit AdvantageGold.com and get your free gold IRA guide and find out how much bonus gold you qualify for. Call 800-900-8000 to qualify for your free $10,000 precious metals bonus when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 7:03 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a bad wreck in Cecil County. Northbound 95 apparently is closed. Multiple vehicles involved here. Northbound between Route 222 and Route 272. So right after the Tidings Bridge, you're going to send traffic off and you're going to be over on Pulaski Highway and up through that area. I've seen just one or two cars coming up on the northbound side, but I think they were just getting past the scene. Just saw medic unit coming northbound as well. But looking at the camera here at 272 north of the wreck, traffic southbound is moving. There is no traffic at all on the northbound side. So be prepared. We'll be over on Pulaski Highway. The other road closure right now in Rosedale, tractor trailer was involved in a wreck. Philadelphia Road in the area at Rosedale Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Mild and muggy start to your Monday morning. Look for mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. Temperatures much cooler, highs only in the 70s. We'll keep the clouds around and temps below average on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 69 degrees. Downtown Baltimore at 74 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The city's Department of Transportation is warning drivers of multiple road and lane closures downtown from August 18th through the 22nd. That's right now. Shutdowns are tied to a BGE pipeline project and the Inner Harbor Intersection Improvement Project. Among the affected routes are Guilford Avenue, Monument Street, Maryland Avenue, South Street, and Pratt Street. Additional closures will take place near Camden Yards ahead of the Orioles home games on August 21st and 22nd. State police arrested a man in connection with a recent road rage incident. Detectives say 52-year-old Stephen Scroggins pointed a firearm at another driver on the interloop of I-495. Happened last week. Scroggins was arrested a short time later. Thankfully, no one was hurt. A man with a lengthy burglary record was arrested in Baltimore County on Friday for possession of a stolen vehicle and burglary tools, but later released on a $3,500 bond. Court records show that Isaac Franklin has faced 15 charges since 2014, mostly tied to burglary. Baltimore City residents in Mount Washington, where he's suspected of breaking into several homes, expressed alarm over his release. A $2,000 reward is now being offered for information tied to one of the burglaries. Summer vacation winding down for thousands of young folks in Maryland. Students at St. Mary's and Frederick counties, they return to the classroom on Wednesday of this week. Schools in most counties open next Monday or on September 2nd. And final prep is being taken place right now for the 2025 Maryland State Fair. It's going to be held over 3 weekends in Baltimore County, starting this Thursday. Tickets available online or at the gate. 706 and WCBM, pick 3 lottery, 864, pick 4, 5904, and next it's Steinlos. Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Exciting weekend all the way around for Baltimore sports fans. Baseball-wise, the Orioles getting 7 shutout innings from a dominant Dean Kramer.
So a career high in pitches and in whiffs for his career.
And in fact, he gets whiff number 20 on pitch number 107. The first time he's ever thrown a 107th pitch in the big leagues.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had to call Kramer extending his scoreless streak to 17 before it was all said and done in a 12-0 shutout of the Astros. Sam Basayo making his major league debut with a 2-run single. Jordan Westberg a 3-run shot and a career-high 5 runs driven in. Resting almost all their starters, the Ravens easily defeated the Cowboys Saturday night in Dallas. 31-13 was the final, getting key defensive contributions from a trio of undrafted free agents.
Joe Milton now gets a shot with the ball. Plenty of time. He'll take a shot to the end zone. Ravens have a chance for a pick, and they come up with the ball. Reuben Lowry with the end zone interception.
Jerry Sandusky had the call on the Ravens simulcast. Defense was stellar. 4 sacks, only 176 yards allowed. Lowry making a case to stick, and Tyler Loop cementing the kicking job, 5 of 6, including 3 from 50-plus. And finally, how about Scottie Scheffler emerging at Caves Valley, overcoming a 4-shot deficit with the final round 67, including an unbelievable 81-foot chip for birdie to hole out on 17 and capture the 2025 BMW Championship. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NCAA comes down hard on Jim Harbaugh. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. We welcome back our executive producer, Kristen Hagrick, after her week on vacation. Coming up in this hour, another leftist out there advocating doxing ICE agents and going after them in the next administration, if it happens to be a Democrat. Illegal aliens running amok. We have horror stories from the heartland. But once again, Jazzy Crockett has opened her mouth. And usually when that happens, bad things fall out of it.
Yes, terrible, awful, horrible bad things fall out.
Hello, Jazzy Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jazzy Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
A lot of folks have wondered exactly why the affiliation with the Democrat Party that African Americans have had traditionally, before Eisenhower, as a matter of fact, most African Americans through the 1950s were actually right of center. They were Republicans, and somehow that changed. Well, Jazmyn Crockett has the trenchant political analysis that we've been waiting for on this.
When this fool is talking about something, I need a ballroom that costs $200 million.
Right.
Listen, most black people are not Republicans simply because we just is like, y'all racist. I can't hang out with the KKK and them. The reality is that, like, we just can't side with, like, the neo-Nazis and them.
Yeah,
okay. We're not dealing with y'all like that.
Okay, thank you, Jasmine, for the fake ghetto accent, by the way, knowing that you went to some of the most expensive schools that there are, first in St. Louis and then further on through your education. I'm not quite sure where they taught Ebonics 101 in college, but you seem to have done very, very well at it indeed.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal team.
Left out of that equation is the fact that it was the Democrat Party that launched the Ku Klux Klan on America.
Yeah, also left out was the 200, the ballroom, Trump's paying for it, not the taxpayer.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Or donors, Trump and donors. Taxpayers aren't paying for it. She might be, if eventually Texas Republicans ever get their act together, And you certainly can't depend on Greg Abbott and Dustin Burroughs down there, because second special session starts today. Nothing happened.
Not a
single Democrat was arrested. Not one.
Okay. Now, Jasmine Crockett actually was giving a speech over the weekend as well. I can't remember the name of the reporter from The Blaze, but it was lively. Let's put it that way.
I used to stay at my granny's house. She was one of my favorite people in the entire world.
Jasmine, the people of Dallas deserve better than a fake ghetto hood rat. Do they know you're a rich kid from Missouri?
I think it's Sarah Gonzalez.
Sarah Gonzalez of The Blaze. And frankly, look, it was a little, obviously, forward for her to say it that fashion. But she is. She's a spoiled rich kid from Missouri who's adopted this speech pattern because she thinks it's saleable to the masses. She's a hypocrite. She's a phony. It's amazing what people get away with. 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we're looking, trying to get some more information on this wreck on 95 North. We know the roadway is basically shut down. They're saying from Route 222 up to Route 272, that's a 7-mile stretch. That's the 93-mile marker to the 100-mile marker. I'm looking at the camera here at the 97, and there's no traffic moving. I've seen some traffic going through the area of the Chesapeake House and then coming back onto the roadway. I think they might be thinking, well, I can get over there. Maybe I can just pull off for a while and get out of this. But the traffic that's on the main line of 95, looking at it here at the 97-mile marker, is not moving. And the word is right now that the northbound lanes are blocked. I don't know what kind of vehicles are involved. Don't know if there's any spill. It's out of camera range and we can't see it. They've actually shut off the camera at Route 272. I don't know why they did that, but either way, northbound traffic not going anywhere. Pulaski Highway is the detour route as you cross the Susquehanna Bridge and then get up into Cecil County. Southbound traffic might look at it just a bit, and we might pick up a delay in that area. I want to give you a heads up for that as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday, mild and muggy start, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or two, and 78 today. Right now, cloudy 70 in Parkville, 73 under cloudy skies in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Indeed, it is once again time for our MAGA update, and the President of the United States reacting in an interview with Bret Baier to Hillary Rodham Clinton, who said that if Trump pulls this off without any land swaps, she'll nominate him herself for the Nobel Peace Prize.
That was very nice. I may have to start liking her again.
And, of course, the big surprise at the press conference after the meeting, 3 hours, is that Putin said, yeah, if Trump had been president, I wouldn't have invaded.
Today, when President Trump
is saying that if he was the president back then, there would be no war. And I'm quite sure that it would indeed be so. I can confirm that.
You also learned that there were no conversations or communication between Joe Biden and Vlad the Invader for 3 years, from February of 22, post-invasion, all the way till Biden left office.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't have been capable of having a conversation for the most part. President Trump on Truth Social saying, great progress being made. Stay tuned. So today's the big meeting at the White House between Zelensky, European leaders, and President Trump. He also wrote, the fake news has been saying for 3 days I suffered a major defeat by allowing President Putin of Russia to have a major summit in the U.S. Actually, he would have loved doing the meeting anywhere else but the U.S., and the fake news knows this. It was a major point of contention. If we had the summit elsewhere, the Democrat-run controlled media would have said what a terrible thing that was. These people are sick. They even want crime in D.C. and other blue cities throughout our country, but don't worry, I won't let that happen. Just like our now secure southern border, our cities will be secure and safe, and D.C. will lead the way. Something else that people are forgetting is that the reason why it was at Joint Base Elmendorf in Alaska, do you know there's a point where the United States is 50 miles from the Russian border?
Yeah.
It is right across the Bering Strait.
Bering Straits, yeah.
That is a choke point, if you will, for, again, not only the who will control the Arctic Circle.
Right.
And it's, that's something else. I know the Ukraine thing is front and foremost, but that's not our war. That's the Obama-Biden war. And Trump is just trying to, you know, stop the killing. At the same time, protect our territorial and our geographic politics in that part of the world.
And interests.
Yeah. We have a lot of interest there as well. So keep that in mind. He's always playing at a different level than most of the rest of the world. President Trump Sunday went after the Democrat Party on Truth Social. He retruthed a picture of Chuck Schumer. Here's what it says. The party of hate, evil, and Satan. The Democrat Party is dead. They have no leadership, no message, no hope. Their only message for America is to hate Trump. All right, so the boxing the gloves are off now, that's for sure. And over the weekend, yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures, U.S. Attorney Ed Martin has now been named the special prosecutor. He's investigating pardons. And we also got a little bit of a gold nugget from Ed on Maria Bartiromo, saying that he's also looking into the J6 committee.
Real quick, what about the January 6th committee? Did they destroy evidence? Is there criminality there?
Of course. Of course, we're all in that too. And trust me, a lot of people did not get a pardon that were involved in the select committee, and they ought to be keeping an eye on their mailbox, because there's to be asked about.
And the pardons that were given out were done by an auto pen. Are they legitimate?
Well, I'm the pardon attorney, so I'm in that too. I can tell you we're investigating how the pardons were granted. It was not like anything in the history of America what his staffers did, not just with the auto pen, but with faking him out on the memos. More to come, Maria. I'm telling you, Pam Bondi has let us loose, and when this comes out, it'll take the whole of these people's hoaxes down, and we're doing it bit by bit, and it's fantastic. It's a great privilege.
So how bad is it for the left when they basically ran Ed Martin out of town, yeah. Okay? He was the U.S. attorney for D.C., and they hated it, and they wouldn't authorize, they wouldn't confirm him. So Ed Martin then transitions over to investigating the auto pen scandal and J6. Yep. And in comes Jeanine Pirro as U.S. attorney in D.C. I'll take that each and every day. Here's what she said about victims that are being ignored and abused by leaders of Democrat cities like Baltimore and our nation's capital.
President Trump understands that in D.C., it is the minority community that is suffering. Just the other day, I said, give me a picture of all of the teens, everyone 19 and under, who were killed by gunfire. Okay? And in 2024, there were 29 of them, all teens, killed by gunfire. 2025, so far, there are 19, all teens killed by gunfire. Every one of them African American. Every one of them minority community. And I'm going to stun you. 70% of these homicides of 45 young minority kids in the last year and 7 months have not been solved. The ones who shot and killed them and took their lives from them are still walking the streets. We haven't arrested them. We haven't taken the guns from them. And that's what the president understands. And that's my mission.
Yeah. And in the last 2 weeks, are you aware that 55 cartel bosses and top lieutenants and captains have been handed over by Mexico to the United States?
Yeah.
29 last week.
If someone didn't make it above the fold.
Right. 29 last week, 26 this week. And, yeah, some of them have committed crimes on U.S. soil, responsible for crimes, clearly. But something else I think is interesting here is that some of them may be turning on politicians who are on the take in the pockets of the drug cartel. Stay tuned, folks. This one's going to be delicious. 211 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, 7:21 still to come here on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. We'll hear a lot more, of course, from Vladimir the invader, and coming up after 7:30 news. Illegal aliens still are wreaking a lot of damage and a lot of havoc in the United States. We've got the latest. Even though Trump is doing a great job of getting them out, it's tough. 7:21, you're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland.
Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning at 723 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Two pickup trucks involved in this wreck now. More information from Charlie Gishler over at SHA. And in the meantime, all the northbound lanes of 95 are blocked. I'm looking at the 96-mile marker here at the Chesapeake House, and no traffic is moving. And now we understand from one of our listeners that the medevac is going to land on the southbound side, so they're going to stop traffic there as well after the mile marker there to 272 ramp coming south in Cecil County. So this is a big, big, big problem on 95, and that's going to force traffic over onto Route 40, which is Pulaski Highway. And, of course, you can handle interstate travel on Pulaski Highway, but for right now, that's the escape route through Cecil County. We'll see if we get any traffic moving. I think once the medevac lifts off, we'll get the southbound traffic back once again. The other big problem was a tractor-trailer early this morning jackknifed in Rosedale. Have no idea how that happened. Route 7, Philadelphia Road, still closed at Rosedale Avenue. And unless you hear me say something different, everybody else is the normal stuff. Beltway, tunnels through Annapolis. I'll let you know if anything big happens there. But right now, we're just focusing on this section of 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy start, then mostly cloudy today. Chance of a stray shower, so 78 the expected high. And right now, cloudy, 73 in Millersville, 70 in Parkville. And you're up to date here at 725.
One of the wonderful things that happens in the summer, sometimes it's focused around July 4th. Sometimes it's just on a weekend summer day that small towns, middle-sized towns all across the country, Sean, have parades of one form or another. Up in Delaware, you have a lot of peach parades come peach season. You have a peach festival. Out in California, they have their own forms of parades and their own forms of celebrations. This took place this past weekend out in Modesto.
In Modesto, California, crowds turned out for the annual Modesto County Ninja Parade, which once again passed through town entirely undetected.
This is our fourth straight year coming in. We've still never seen a ninja.
According to an arrow scroll delivered straight into the heart of the city clerk, this marked the 30th year that the Modesto area ninjas have stealthily celebrated their heritage.
It's amazing how the ninjas can sneak by undetected on us. The kids love trying to be able to spot them and not being able to.
A record crowd of 3,000 people came out to not see the ninjas.
We were right where the ninjas probably were.
Best part was probably when I found the candy in my pocket. The ninjas must have came up behind me like really fast and put all this candy.
Yeah, oh, it's an amazing thing. The annual Modesta Ninja Parade, Sean.
Was that from Babylon D?
I can't remember where I got it. It might not be true, folks.
Yeah.
It might not be true. I should pass it along as it comes across the transom. Nathan Sales taking a look at what happened this past weekend in Alaska and speculating as to what might be happening this week, starting today, between Zelensky and Trump and, of course, all the Europeans as well.
Vladimir Putin is a trained KGB spy. This is his bread and butter, sowing confusion. If you look at Vladimir Putin's statement, there's a couple of reasons to be concerned about his willingness to seriously consider ending the war. First of all, there's no ceasefire. If there had been a ceasefire, which the Ukrainians have agreed to months ago, and which Putin has been tapping us along about, if we'd had that, they would have announced it. They didn't, so still a lot of work to be done there. And also, pay attention to how Putin described how the war started. He's talking about Russia's security interests and root causes. Let's be clear. The root cause of this war is Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, Vladimir Putin has the image of reconstructing Tsarist Russia. Those are the borders he sees in his brain as to a complete Russia. It's not the Soviet Union. He wants to reconstruct Tsarist Russia. So take a look at the map and you'll see that Ukraine was clearly part of Tsarist Russia, and that is one of the long-term goals he seems to have.
He could end it today if he wanted to, and he doesn't want to because he thinks he can win it on the ground. What his goal is to take back all of Ukraine, to neuter it as a sovereign and independent state. And why does that matter? Because if you don't have Ukraine, you don't have a Russian empire. And that's Putin's endgame. He wants to reconstitute the Soviet or Tsarist empire, the collapse of which he has said was the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century.
Bingo.
Yeah. Do you know he's been in office? He's served longer than Stalin?
No, really?
Yep. He's been the president of Russia longer than Stalin, and he's also perhaps the world's richest man. Nobody talks about that.
Yes.
Either. Law Offices Michael A. Friedman, they'll represent you if you've been involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury, and that is serious legal representation. You don't need to do this on your own. People try it. They often fail and fatally damage their cases, their claims. So let Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and all the other associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries at all at the firm handle your case so you can concentrate on getting better. Recovery is priority number one at the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. You can then get back to family, back to your job, back to running your business and the other priorities in life. He's been doing it for over 40 years, and in my humble opinion, the best in the business, one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in Maryland each and every year. Call Michael 410-363-6848 or online maflaw.com. 7:30, time for your latest news headlines once again. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. It's 7:30. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. A man with a lengthy burglary record was arrested in Baltimore County on Friday for possession of a stolen vehicle and burglary tools, but later released on a $3,500 bond. Court records show that Isaac Franklin has faced 15 charges since 2014, mostly tied to burglary. Baltimore City residents in Mount Washington, where he is suspected of breaking into several homes, expressed alarm over his release. A $2,000 reward is now being offered for information tied to one of the burglaries. Authorities suspended the search for a missing person at Beaver Dam last night. At nightfall, Baltimore County Police fire crews responded to reports of the disappearance at around 6 p.m., unable to locate the individual. Search called off by 9 p.m. is set to resume again this morning. The Eastern pastor, who was taken into custody by ICE in July, had been released and reunited with his family. Daniel Fuentes Espinal, who first entered the U.S. on a six-month visa in 2001, is being held by Louisiana before being brought back to Maryland. He was granted bond last week, shared a video message expressing gratitude to his community. Family members also celebrated his return, calling him the heart of their household. A Cecil County man who fatally stabbed a 14-year-old boy last month will not face charges after prosecutors determined he had acted in self-defense. Officials say that the man they identify only as Ty, who has one arm, was attacked by a group of nine people linked to a local gang over a drug debt. Surveillance video showed the group beating him with a shovel and a 2x4 before he stabbed one Jordan Collins. The state's attorney says Ty tried to escape and used only a pocket knife to protect himself. Three people have since been indicted for retaliatory acts tied to the incident. 7:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Pick three, lottery number 864. Your pick 4-5904. And now it's 7:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, looking at the 96-mile marker here in Cecil County, northbound 95. Two pickup trucks involved. That's what we know right now. We have not seen the wreck. It's out of camera range northbound. I'm looking at the traffic right here at the exit for the Chesapeake House, which is the rest area at the 96 and the mainline traffic is not going anywhere. You can get into the rest area, but beyond that, nobody's moving. They turned the camera off. I don't know why, just discussing this. I don't know why you would shut that off for the southbound traffic at 272, because we would like to confirm that the southbound lanes are blocked with the medevac landing in that area, but they turned the damn camera off. So I can't tell you for sure if that's blocked or not. And there are no other cameras looking at the southbound side. So it's a big, fat mess in Cecil County. Both ways right now could be on Pulaski Highway in Cecil County as the detour route. There's going to be gridlock there as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Mild and muggy start to your Monday morning. Look for mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. Temperatures much cooler. Highs only in the 70s. We'll keep the clouds around and temps below average on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Orioles youth movement kicked into high gear this weekend with two major call-ups. First, on Saturday night.
Leads off the ninth in a 4-4 tie, and he swings at the first pitch from Brian Abreu. That's down for a hit off the right field wall. Dylan Beavers is in the books. His first big league hit.
And then yesterday, the number one catching prospect in all of baseball made his MLB debut.
That ball ripped to right center field. Samuel Basayo's first major league hit is a two-run single.
Kevin Brown had the calls on Masson, Beavers, and Basayo, firming up a Oriole lineup almost completely of homegrown players. As the Birds celebrate in Houston, taking 2 of 3 from the Astros, a 12-0 shutout yesterday. Elsewhere in baseball, the Mets beat the Mariners 7-3 last night in the Little League Classic from historic Bowman Field in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And the Reds snapped the Brewers' 14-game winning streak with a 3-2 10-inning win in Cincinnati. Two preseason games down and one to go now as the Ravens have 8 days to decide their 53-man roster, and a lot became clear on Saturday night.
See if he can do what Justin Tucker did time and time again in his Ravens career. Mm. And he is able to knock it home from beyond 50.
From 53 to be exact, longtime Cowboy voice Brad Sham with the call on the Cowboys simulcast. Loop was 5 for 6 on the night, 3 from 50+. And in the postgame, head coach John Harbaugh confirmed.
Hey, he'll be the kicker. He'll be the kicker. He's earned it, and get another chance to get back out there next week and kick some more.
Elsewhere, with Keaton Mitchell slowed by a hamstring, Harbaugh confirming he wants to keep 4 running backs to start the season, meaning Rasheen Ali should make the squad. Undrafted free agent Corey Bullock selected solidified his spot on the 53 with a stellar performance at center. And finally, while Scottie Scheffler was the winner at the BMW Championship over the weekend in dramatic fashion, holding out an 81-footer on 17, it was another golfer that wowed the crowd and the golf world Friday afternoon.
David Tia coming off that birdie at 16.
Playing down the hill. The ball stays in the air a long time here. You're going to see a lot of them left to the hole today.
NBC Sports had to call Oshkay Batia with his fifth career ace, but his first on the PGA Tour. And for the hole-in-one, Batia awarded a BMW iX70 by the tournament sponsor, a car worth over $100,000. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the NCAA comes down hard on Jim Harbaugh.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member
A fairly combative press conference. Jim Harbaugh, after the Chargers game over the weekend, refusing to comment on the NCAA's decision to fine the University of Michigan tens of millions of dollars and to further suspend him from coaching in the NCAA. His suspension is now up to 14 years.
Wow.
He's currently serving a four-year suspension, and now the NCAA has tacked on another 10-year suspension for allegedly stealing signs and filming practices, et cetera, et cetera. You guys know the whole story.
Yeah.
So, wow, coming down really hard on Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's everybody does it. And you
they really do.
They really do. Belichick at the National Football League level got caught.
It's only a matter of getting caught.
It's a matter of getting caught. And I'll tell you how pervasive it is. When I was a senior playing football in high school at DeMatha, I won't name the other school, but it was a Washington Catholic Athletic Conference member. We were filming our practices from a nondescript bread truck. They had a hole cut in the side where the camera was, were filming our practices, and they got caught.
Wow.
They got caught by our coaches, and because we had coaches that would not be on the sidelines. They'd be walking. We used to practice at Riverdale Park in Prince George's County.
Yeah,
They'd walk up and down and see if there was anybody there that wasn't a parent.
Wait, so
they looked out of place.
So did they suffer a penalty?
They did. They got caught and had a penalty.
Okay. Yeah. Was it like a Wonder Bread truck? Or?
No, it was actually communion wafers.
It was.
So
I don't remember the brand, but it was a bread truck. It was a bread delivery truck. You know, those little box vans.
I know.
Yeah.
Should we play guess the WCAC team that did it? Because there's only like eight of them.
Exactly.
Right? And one of them isn't DeMatha.
Right. So what are the odds, right?
One of the other seven.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah. That was a big story. They made the Washington Post and everything back in the day.
Gotcha.
All right, thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So the illegal aliens have been led into this country over the last, especially during the Biden years. But now we have this Maryland pastor. He's happy to be home. He was this was the guy that they came into the country on a visa years ago. In fact, he entered the United States on a six-month visa and never left in 24 years. This is the Reverend down in Easton, Espinal, Daniel Fuentes Espinal. He was released Thursday from a Louisiana detention facility, and that was because an immigration judge, granted him a bond hearing on Tuesday. So, again, you're here almost a quarter of a century, and you don't think to renew your visa. No, I mean...
It doesn't come up in conversation at all.
Right. And look, this one happens to be a pastor with no criminal history, and that's fine, but he still broke the laws of the United States. And so out you go. The State Department is halting the visa process for all Gazans after secret flights into the United States were exposed. Some guy over at State Department, an employee, we don't have the name yet, somebody unbeknownst to Secretary Rubio, was approving these travel visas for Gazans to come into the country. Because, you know, guess what? Jordan doesn't want them. Egypt doesn't want them. So, and I don't know how many got in. Laura Loomer did her job once again. She got wind of this and outed the State Department. And as soon as Marco Rubio found out, he put an end to it.
So no more visas for Gazans. But the question is how many got in and who approved that. Gavin Newsom's office attempting to deflect the blame from the Democrats in light of one of their illegal constituents killing three innocent Americans over the weekend in Florida on the Turnpike, just near Palm Beach. An illegal alien truck driver identified as Harjinder Singh, arrested and charged after he missed his exit, decided to flip a UB in the middle of the interstate on the Turnpike. And a family of three in a minivan crashed into the truck, and all three were killed.
This is one of these turnarounds that are marked for official use only?
Yeah, exactly. The little median strips, the little road. So he decides he's going to slam on the brakes and try to turn around in that strip, and the car slammed into it and taking all three lives. By the way, California issued the driver's license to that illegal alien. A man named Mohammed raped an unconscious woman in front of a Nashville, Tennessee church where she later died. Nashville Fire Department saw the man sexually assaulting a woman, stopped him, detained him. Unfortunately, the woman passed at the hospital. An illegal alien criminal Uber driver arrested August the 6th in Texas after sexually assaulting a 21-year-old passenger in his vehicle. The 49-year-old Sameh Mohammed Chami, an illegal alien from Lebanon. Fleeing illegal alien escaped ICE in California in Monrovia, only to run right into the, talk about kismet, right into an oncoming truck.
Wow.
And he was killed instantly. And finally, Kathy Hochul, who wants to be the governor of New York again, pardoned an illegal alien convicted in a deadly Christmas Eve 1988 shooting to stop his deportation. This is, you know, Elise Stefanik is running against her in New York, folks, and we get this all the time now. So there's still a lot of damage. Trump's trying to get them all out, but he's being fought by the Democrats, and they're being aided and abetted by the Democrat Party. That's why he said they're the party of hate, evil, and Satan.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Now is that time. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number, so make it happen right now if you would. Right now, though, it's first, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown. It's docked at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. Found another camera to look at here. The northbound side and the southbound side of I-95 in Cecil County closed, and it's closed between the area of the 93 and the 100-mile markers. So that's a 7-mile stretch, including the area around the Chesapeake House, which are closed because apparently two pickup trucks ran together northbound, had injuries. Medevac was on the ground. Apparently, the medevac landed southbound. Finally got a camera shot here that I can see. There's no southbound traffic coming down, so traffic coming down from Elkton and through that area. You might begin to see some improvement once the helicopter lifts up, and we're going to try to get another look at that. But all the northbound traffic is still blocked. So that's the big problem. Right now, I'm just now seeing some traffic coming south from the same area. So that may be the sign that the medevac has lifted off and they've released the southbound traffic at least. But it's a big problem and it's a big delay. So a lot of this traffic now is over on Pulaski Highway, which is not capable of handling interstate travel. But that's the way that it's open right now through that area. Just in case you may be heading to Annapolis, broken down vehicle in the roadway, possibly southbound I-97 after Route 32. Cruise back to 1942 and enjoy a day on the bay aboard Baltimore's best-kept secret, the Liberty Ship John W. Brown. Saturday, September 13th, you'll cruise, relax, and explore history and machinery that will come alive. Keep in mind, ticket sales end September 6th, ssjohnwbrown.org for more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today, a mild to muggy start to the day. Mostly cloudy, chance of a stray shower or two, and a high of 78. Pretty much the same forecast for tomorrow. Going to be a little bit cooler this week. Right now it's cloudy and 73 in Millersville. It is 71 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. Our contestant is Gerald in Arnold. Good morning, Gerald.
Morning, Gerald.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I think last today.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. By the way, our prize is a 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug with from WCBM. So good luck, Gerald. Here is story number one. A district judge has blocked Trump administration Housing and Urban Development Department's new bold English-only policy called One Voice, One Language, in order to save taxpayer dollars and promote assimilation. Judge Wanda Salazar ruled that it would cost more money for interpreters under the program, and, quote, you can't force someone to assimilate, end of quote. Story two, a woman is suing the city of Chicago after being shot with a gun that had been relinquished in a Chicago police gun buyback event. The woman shot August of 23 with a Glock 21, surrendered months earlier at a Chicago Police Department gun buyback. She is suing for millions of dollars. And story three, German carmaker giant Volkswagen has introduced a new subscription for customers wanting to increase the power on some of its electric cars. Those who buy an eligible car in its ID.3 range can choose to pay extra if they want to go faster. The subscription levels will allow you to unlock the full power of the engine inside the vehicle. Story one is the district judge blocking HUD's new bold English-only policy. Story two, woman sues Chicago after being shot by a gun from a buyback program. And story three, VW introduces monthly subscriptions to increase your room power. All right, we'll start with the welcome Kristen back. She's first out of the box today.
Well, I could see number one being true, and I hope number two is true, at least not that the woman was shot, but if she was, I hope that she's taking action and drawing attention to that, those programs that don't do anything. I'm going to say three. I don't quite know how they would administer that lockup.
Okay. Kristen goes for three for the new subscription to increase your power. Bruce?
I can't think of a bigger inducement to buy a gasoline-powered engine in the world. I think three is fake news.
All right. Bruce also goes for three. Chuck?
Ditto.
Chuck goes for three. Gerald?
I've got to go for number two.
Gerald goes
for the gun
number
buyback.
Two. He's not going to go with the pack today. Nobody picks story number one. District judge has blocked HUD's bold English-only policy, one voice, one language. That is our fake news story of the day.
We all bombed out.
Sorry about that, Gerald. Well. Appreciate that. Yeah, it was a rough start for the panel here on this this Monday. Thanks for playing, Gerald. Appreciate that. 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a call here from Glenn in Easton. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. So, obviously, I live in Easton, and that pastor that's overstayed his visa for 24 years, every Friday afternoon, all the useful idiots gather there on Route 50, waving to the traffic, beep your horn, you know, F ICE signs and all this. But the average age is either 18 or 70. There's no one in the middle. It's the young idiots or the old idiots that are out that have been brainwashed by the media because they can't think for themselves anymore.
Well, that and the fact that everybody in between has got probably a job and is out working.
Well, I don't know. It's the Democratic side of the aisle. Maybe they have to get a job now because the NGOs aren't funded. You know, they don't have those no-show jobs anymore. That could be true.
Yeah, from what I understand now, Easton has turned into the liberal mecca of the Eastern Shore. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's so sad. It's such a beautiful soul city.
Brookless Avenue, where all the cool people live, they have all their, you know, I love Dr. Fauci and their Ukraine flags on their steps. You know, it's a very liberal bastion, but the county itself is very conservative. But
right.
The town of Easton, and there's illegals everywhere in Easton. It's, of course, we're a sanctuary state, sanctuary town, and it's horrible.
All right, Glenn, thanks so much for the call and for pointing that out. But, again, yeah, illegals got to go. They violated the laws of our country. We're getting the worst of the worst first, but then eventually they all have to go.
Yeah.
Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup for Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Governor Moore takes on Donald Trump in a battle of, no, it's my National Guard. No, it's my National Guard. Also coming up, the Baltimore burglar in Mount Washington, apparently they've found the guy. This is allegedly. And they promptly let him out, which makes the people in Mount Washington also very happy. As you can imagine, we have those stories and a whole lot more. Plus, this guy from Atlanta who says a real estate agent, he'll only deal with certain kinds of people. Wait until you hear his story. That's coming up between 8 and 9 this morning as well on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we're back up on 95 again. Again, this big wreck in Cecil County is northbound between the 93-mile marker and the 100-mile marker. So it's north of the Tidings Bridge, and it's in that area above the Chesapeake House. Two pickup trucks were involved in the wreck. Medevac was on the ground southbound. We thought we saw some traffic coming south, and every once in a while, a couple of cars come south. The medevac was on the ground. That was blocking most of the southbound traffic through there, so we're still waiting for a confirmation that we may be getting some lanes open. Here comes the fire department southbound right now, passing through, so they may be in the process of reopening southbound officially. Haven't gotten that word yet. All the northbound lanes are blocked. That traffic in Cecil County is over on Pulaski Highway. There is an option to the west, and that would be Route 1 up into Cecil County for the local traffic to get around that area, but we're still looking at a major delay on both sides of the roadway. Looks like that broken down vehicle was in the roadway I-97 southbound after the split at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And, of course, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Monday, mild and muggy, part of mostly cloudy for most of the day today, chance of a stray shower here or there, 78 right now, cloudy 72 in Middle River, and it is 69 in Reisterstown. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Well, this is a guy who showed up on Ticker Talker. And he has a warning for all of those of us who think that ICE is doing a good job, who think that ICE people are doing what they've been assigned to do under the law, and they're acting legally and in a sense of personal and governmental morality. He says, no, none of you are doing that, and come our day, I'm going to get you all, and I'm going to ruin you all.
When Donald Trump's reign of terror is over, we will be rounding you all up and putting you in jail. We're going to raid and destroy your homes. We're going to handcuff you and take you away in front of your families. I'll fight a f***ing ICE agent. I'll take my chances in court. F*** around and find out. Have a nice day.
Yeah, well, you too, sport. Give that a try. Let me know how that works for you.
Meet Mr. FBI agent.
Yes, really. Yeah, meet your new roommate. His name is Bubba, and he gets the bunk he wants, just so you know. Justin Jones is a state legislator out of Tennessee. And I don't know, people on that side of the aisle, guys, they have a strange view of reality. He says it's time for the Democrats to stop being so polite. Seriously.
The house is on fire. We have to stop pretending like we don't smell the smoke. It's time for America to wake up and put our morals above our manners. Now is not the time to engage in trying to play patty cake with a party that's been captured by fascists and neo-Confederates.
Okay, now where we the little rabbit hole we go down here is, you hear that kind of rhetoric pretty much all the time. What follows, though, is where the Democrats are now going, which implies there are no limits to fighting one's political disagreements with force of arms if necessary. I mean, this is the path they're going down. Just bear that in mind while you listen to this.
There is no bipartisanship anymore with a party that is intent on maintaining minority rule between tech oligarchs, white supremacists, and Christian nationalists. They want a minority-run government, and they're willing to do this at any means necessary. We must fight back.
Okay, we must fight back by any means necessary to this minority government, defined as the government that was elected by 3 million votes more than the other guys. You know, I just want you to bear in mind how twisted this is. We are apparently, Donald Trump is running a minority government, despite the fact that he won all the swing states, that he got 3 million more votes than his opponent did. He somehow is a minority voice. One more from Mr. Jones.
Now is the time to lean into the instinct to say that we must meet with proportionate response to the forces that we face, and so we can look our children, our future generations in the face and say we did everything in our power to stand up and fight back, to save our democracy, because if we're serious about the threat of fascism, that means that there is nothing off the table. If we're really serious about the threat that we face, that means we use everything at our table to fight back.
Nothing is off the table. He is not just implying, he is encouraging taking a force of arms because of a political disagreement. We are a better nation than this, or so I thought, Sean.
Yeah, well, again, this is the sound of a desperate party, a party that is dead, really. It's teetering on the brink, and they so desperate. You know what they were passionate about? They weren't passionate about policy. They were passionate about redistricting. That's what got their dander up in California and elsewhere, because what is that all about? It's about political power.
Yep.
And that's how they've maintained political power for years. When you look at the geographic makeup of the United States, you'll notice just they're Victor Davis Hanson hit it over the weekend. They've exposed themselves as a bi-coastal elitist party. That's it. That's it. All they got.
Yeah, we who philosophically are part of flyover country. We like it just fine the way it is. Thanks.
Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny's going to sell your home. And now's a great time to contact Vinny and have him or one of his agents come out, check out your home, look at the current condition, the staging. And once you eventually both agree on asking price and time frame, your home is sold. That's a guarantee made by Vinny Steele. And he does that because of, he's got tens of thousands of buyers in his database that get access, get eyes on your home. And before that hits the open market or the MLS. It's why so many Marylanders and Pennsylvanians, for that matter, are listing with Vinny, and you should consider it as well. 410-709-7515 is the number. 410-709-7515. And he's got the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program up to 12 months, the Trade Your Home In program, and also the Fixer Upper program where it might need some work, but you don't want to do it. They'll do the work and subtract that from the sales price. So call Vinny today. Tell them I told you to call 410-709-7515.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rick Thomason. Today, President Trump takes the next step in his bid to end the bloodshed in Ukraine. He'll host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and others for talks at the White House.
The talks come on the heels of Donald Trump's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Alaska. Zelensky will be joined here in Washington by several NATO and European leaders. Ahead of the White House meeting, administration officials said the U.S. and European allies could offer Ukraine a security guarantee resembling NATO's collective defense mandate. It's unclear, though, how committed President Trump would be to such a guarantee, given his criticism of past U.S. financial support for Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas House Democrats who fled the state a couple of weeks ago, slowing Republican plans to redraw congressional maps, indicate they're ready to return home, perhaps starting later today. The Texas House hopes to convene with a quorum later in the day.
Aaron has bulked up. Now a Category 4 storm once again, stirring up treacherous surf along the U.S. East Coast. Aaron has caused a good deal of damage in the Caribbean. There's widespread flooding and power outages on Puerto Rico. Aaron, the first hurricane of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. New York City police searching for suspects following yesterday morning shooting at a Brooklyn nightclub left 3 people dead, 9 others wounded.
We have the lowest number of shooting incidents and shooting victims 7 months into the year that we've seen on record in the city of New York. Something like this is, of course, thank God, an anomaly, and it's a terrible thing that happened this morning, but we're going to investigate and get to the bottom of what went down.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. The Dow futures are down 34 points. NASDAQ futures 45 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
8:03 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like some traffic is moving again southbound 95 in Cecil County, coming down from Route 272. The medevac was on the ground in that area, so some traffic now is getting through there. The northbound side is still having a major problem. Looking at the camera right here at the Chesapeake House, tractor trailers are backing up in reverse to get into the parking lot at the Chesapeake House. I've actually seen some cars driving south in the northbound lanes to get out of that backup northbound to come in to the Chesapeake House. So just a heads up if you're going to be in that area. Some people are backing up. Some people are driving the wrong way, and it's a mess. So Route 40, Pulaski Highway, still the detour primarily for the traffic in that area. Route 1 over near Conowingo, another possible escape route if you want to go to the west of I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Mild and muggy start to your Monday morning. Look for mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. Temperatures much cooler, highs only in the 70s. We'll keep the clouds around and temps below average on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk has 75 degrees. Edgewater has 74 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. Now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The city's Department of Transportation warning drivers of multiple road and lane closures downtown from today through the 22nd. The shutdowns are tied to a BGE pipeline project, the Inner Harbor Intersection Improvement Project. Along the affected routes are Guilford Avenue, Monument Street, Maryland Avenue, South Street, and Pratt Street. Additional closures will take place near Camden Yards right before the Orioles home games on August 21st and 22nd. State police have arrested a man in connection with a recent road rage incident. Detectives say 52-year-old Stephen Scroggins pointed a firearm at another driver on the inner loop of I-495. Rather, it happened last week. Scroggins arrested a short time later. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Summer vacation winding down for thousands of young folks in Maryland. Students in St. Mary's and Frederick counties already getting back to class. That's this Wednesday. And schools in most counties open either this coming Monday or on September 2nd. Final prep now taking place for the 2025 Maryland State Fair. It's going to be held over 3 weekends in Baltimore County starting this Thursday. Tickets available online or at the gate. And the man with a lengthy burglary record was arrested in Baltimore County Friday for possession of a stolen vehicle and burglary tools, later released on a $3,500 bond. Court records show that Isaac Franklin has faced 15 charges since 2014, mostly tied to burglary. Baltimore City residents in Mount Washington, where he is suspected of breaking into several homes. Holmes expressed alarm over his release, a $2,000 reward now being offered for information tied to one of the burglars. 806 on WCBM, Pick 3 Lottery, 864, Pick 4, 5904. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowy and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. With the call-ups of Dylan Beavers and Sam Passaio. Over the weekend, the Birds lineup looked complete. 1 through 9, all homegrown except for Jeremiah Jackson, who manager Mancelino said should be considered as such.
You can say 9 guys because we will claim Jeremiah Jackson without a doubt, our player development guys, and they should. They should claim him. So you got 9 guys in the lineup that are developed by our player development system.
Jackson batting .333 through 13 games after a career-high 3 hits yesterday in the 12-0 win over the Astros. Sam Passaio, of course, making his Major League debut, a 2-run single in his final at-bat. John Harbaugh was at the mic after the Ravens' 31-13 domination, I should say, of the Cowboys on Saturday night.
Proud of the guys because of the physicality and the execution. I thought we had a good week of practice. We wanted to improve from 1 week to the next, and you can see that in the performance. And what you want to do is you want to reap what you sow.
Among the reapers and the sowers, Tyler Loop, 5 of 6, 3 from beyond 50. Rasheen Ali, 62 on the ground and a 25-yard kick return. And undrafted free agent linebacker Jay Higgins could make the team out of Iowa. Another impressive performance, another turnover for Higgins. And finally, at Caves Valley yesterday, it was a hot and muggy final round. Robert McIntyre entered the final round with a 4-stroke lead, but wilted in the heat, and the world's number one golfer emerged.
Can you believe what you just saw?
A shot for the ages on 17 by Scottie Scheffler, holding out an 81-foot chip for birdie and winning the 2025 BMW Championship. $3.6 million for the win and a $5 million bonus for finishing the FedEx Cup regular season in first place. Coming up in 30 minutes, the confusing career of Adley Rutschman. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up in this hour here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Baltimore burglary suspect with a lengthy rap sheet, the one they were searching for in Mount Washington. He's been arrested in Baltimore County, but what a rap sheet, man. Unbelievable. Real estate agent says he's not working with MAGA clients. Good. But our top story here today is the governor of the state of Maryland and the president of the United States have been having a war of words
back and forth over the use of the National Guard. And this kind of started last week, President Trump slamming Westmore Thursday in a dispute over the Guard and their role in crime suppression. Remember, the president has deployed the Guard to Los Angeles to quell the riots and violent stuff that's going on out there. And recently also did it in D.C. Because he wanted to crack down on crime in our nation's capital. And, of course, the governor, who did serve in the military, in the 82nd Airborne, disagrees with the use of the National Guard for use in cracking down on crime. And it came up last week at a press conference. This was at the 90th anniversary of the Social Security signing, which President Trump was asked immediately about his crime crackdown and the use of the National Guard when he said this.
Well, they're not trained this way. I heard this character from... where was he from? They talk about him as a candidate. He's got no chance.
Yeah, he's eventually we find he's talking about Governor Moore, and of course, when Governor Moore found out, he reacted.
Well, the president has made an effort to single me out and single Baltimore out on multiple occasions.
Yeah, we just didn't mention Baltimore. He said Oakland and Los Angeles, Chicago. There are many other cities that were singled out, basically Democrat-run cities. Of course, President Trump said that there was no chance for Governor Moore.
The governor of Maryland, I watched him this morning saying that the governor of Maryland, yeah, they say maybe he'll be a president. He's not presidential timber at all.
So, again, no chance, not presidential timber. Sounds like they're already running against, well, they can't run against each other, but he will certainly be after. But then came the disagreement over policing itself.
You know, the way policing actually works is making sure that you can have a police force that moves with appropriate intensity and absolute integrity and full accountability and works in partnership with the people, with the communities, that they are building relationships with people and communities. Frankly, that's not what military personnel are trained for.
All right, now, I don't know how he knows anything about policing. He knows about the military, that's for sure, but he was never a police officer, never served as a police officer. President Trump responded to that.
But I heard him today talking about how the National Guard or the military is not trained in police. But they're trained in common sense, and they're trained in not allowing people to burn down buildings and bomb buildings and shoot people.
Yeah, yeah, like the Summer of Love. Remember that, 2020?
Yeah.
BLM, Antifa, and the aftermath of George Floyd. We had 26 deaths. We had $2 billion worth of damage. Federal agents, federal buildings were attacked and damaged. People were hurt.
If I recall correctly, CNN was reporting those were mostly peaceful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at the time, yeah. Which clearly it was. Now here's mostly traffic. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All these folks that are caught up there on 95 in Cecil County will eventually come south now, and we'll start to see some backing at both the Harbor Tunnels. They sat there closed for a while because the medevac was on the ground up in that area of the wreck in Cecil County between 272 and the Chesapeake House. So that southbound traffic just released officially in the last 10 to 15 minutes, and all of that now will eventually come south. We've been kind of cruising along for a while at both the tunnels, but I think in about 20 minutes or so, they'll come down. They'll catch up with that. We'll keep you posted. Northbound traffic, Cecil County, still blocked. Big wreck. Two pickup trucks were involved north of Route 222. It's closed from there from the 93-mile marker to the 100-mile marker. And again, the traffic is over out of Havre de Grace on Route 40 as the detour route. We know that's going to be gridlock as well. There's a big backup towards Annapolis. Benfield Boulevard on I-97 coming south all the way down to a broken-down vehicle that was in the left-hand lane before the bridge at 178. So that's really congested and slow right in that busy area, compounding the backup a little bit. And again, it's going to be slow south of Benfield and then really slow at the ramp at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We have a mild and muggy start to the day today, mostly cloudy, and the high is about 78. Pretty much the same for tomorrow, as it's going to be a little bit of a cooler week. Cool down from the hot and humid weather was over the weekend, that's for sure. And right now we're looking at, it is cloudy, 71 in Columbia, 71 in Ellicott City. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to take a look at which lefty has lost it. I mean, they lose it. They lose it badly. They get lost in their own rhetoric. They get fused. So let's head to the circus and see which stumble bum happens out of the Democrat clown car this time. Please enter the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps one. This is great stuff. Her name is Settmeyer. I don't know how to set this up other than say Tara Settmeyer has an unusual idea of who ICE should be going after instead of focusing on all those people who came across the border illegally. Hope you're ready for this one.
They're not asking to go and raid the French bakeries and the people who come over from Europe.
Is there a bunch of French bakery issues that we don't know about tonight? Breaking news tonight, there's French bakery
problems. Yeah. They're not going after nearly enough people in French bakeries. Because, as you can tell, we're suspicious of people who use words like croissant in a sentence without any hesitation whatsoever. Thanks, Tara, for alerting us to this major danger that the idea of French bakeries harboring illegal aliens. I guess they're mostly like, you know, Chevalier, Marie Chevalier. Ha, 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 ha. Get back in the clown car and get out of here.
So the... It wasn't just Governor Moore and President Trump going at each other with the war of words here. It is also the Baltimore FOP and Governor Moore. So, of course, the FOP, and as we've seen, the president of the FOP in D.C., Greg Pemberton, is fully supportive of the National Guard coming in to D.C.,
yeah.
As is the FOP here in Baltimore. Mike Mancuso heads up the FOP, and they said they stand with Washington, D.C.'s police union, praising Trump's move to deploy the Guard to support the MPD in crime suppression. Mancuso said, quote, the federal government is very much involved in the crime fight daily in Maryland and in Baltimore City, both with agents on the ground and a federal consent decree. Governor Moore slammed Mancuso's response as political in an interview on another radio station.
I think that the politics around that and comment is silly.
And, of course, Mancuso responded, firing back, that how can I argue with Governor Wes Moore about my comments being silly and political? I defer to his expertise in delivering silly political statements, as he is the professional in that area, not me. So there you have it. Mancuso said he's a cop who spent decades working in narcotics and homicide divisions for the BPD. He said the reduction in violent crime is one of the most violent cities in this country. Didn't come from political actors. It came from blood, sweat, and tears of the men and women of the BPD in partnership with State's Attorney Ivan Bates and his dedicated team of prosecutors. End of quote. Governor Moore did not acknowledge or respond on Friday to a request for comment on Mancuso's latest remark. So they're back and forth. But here's the question that I have. And we've got more from Governor Moore coming up on Fox News and more from Mayor Scott on banning AR-15s in a moment. But knowing, and you go look through the top 10 cities, and some of them are already mentioned there, New Orleans, Memphis, Chicago, Detroit, Oakland, Baltimore, et al., I think we said New Orleans. These are all typically in the top 10 of homicide rates, violent crimes, and most of them, not all of them, run by Democrats. Not that there aren't Republican states with some cities in Republican states that have issues.
Yeah.
There are.
Yeah, there are.
But why not use the National Guard if you can? To come in and to basically set curfews, to monitor the streets, to reduce the overall street traffic while you gives your police department an opportunity to catch up. Because many of these police departments, they haven't caught up with personnel. So many retirements after the summer of 2020. Why not let them, set the perimeter and you could do the police work inside?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll relieve you of some of the duties you may have that slow you from being an active policeman working your shift on the streets catching the bad guys. 820 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Vibe with Casey and Elliot. And Sean, I have for you coming up in a handful of minutes some amazing percentages. You'll love it.
All right. We'll stay tuned for those. Right now on our Newsmaker Hotline, Tim Munson of AES Builder and Home Improvements is with us again. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Good to hear from you again. Look, I know there's so many home improvement companies out there today competing for the same kind of business. What separates AES from the rest of the pack?
Yeah, so for 35 years now, our focus has been on integrity. To be honest with you, we actually have gone through a lot of different people in 35 years to shelter through them and shuffle through them, rather, and keep the good ones. So we bring in a very experienced master craftsman into your home, and we treat you your home as though it's our home. But at the end of the day, Sean, it's all about integrity, doing a good job, and then standing behind it. And as you know, I have one of the longest warranties in the industry, backing you up for 5 full years.
And you yourself came up with the slogan that you've been using for a number of these years.
Yeah, that is correct. Basically, it's a nice story where I sat down at my desk one day and I started writing down what I believe makes me different and what makes our company different. And be honest with you, I said a little prayer and I just said, hey, Lord, I don't know how to put all this in a motto, but you do. And the next morning, that motto was on my heart. I got out of bed and wrote it down, went back to bed and had a good night's sleep.
And the rest, as they say, is history. Tell us a little bit about the concierge service that AES offers.
So the concierge service is actually under my daughter's direction, and you know, once you do a contract with us, she meets with you or one of her associates. We come out and find out, you know, what type of kitchen or bathroom or basement remodel you'd like to have, and she actually, you know, talks with the lady and the man of the house. But as you know, the ladies usually make these decisions, so they have a very good relationship. And so what she does is she just helps the homeowners design what they're looking for, because that's one of the most difficult things for a homeowner is to put a design and colors and so on and so forth together.
Yeah, absolutely. So if our listeners want more information, Tim, on how they reach out and contact AES Builder Home Improvements, how do they do that?
Yeah, you can just Google or go to aeshome.us. Of course, you can Google AES Home, or you can call 410-574-4100, and you can also dial 1-800-787-SAVE, and that's the word save.
And that slogan one more time, Tim.
Yeah, so when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. It's that simple, and I stand behind it.
Thank you. Tim Munson, AES Builder and Home Improvements. Always a pleasure, Tim. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care.
823.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Mr. Traffic himself, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, I'm looking at the camera now at the 99-mile marker, just to be exact, 99.9, which is our affiliate in that area. Am I correct?
99.9 in Hartford County. That's right.
You are so there good, go. Chuck. Look at that.
He's smart on the uptake.
Smooth. He is smooth.
I scare myself sometimes.
Or should I say sorry on the take? Either one would apply.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Pains in the ass in the morning. That's what I got. I haven't had time to even talk to you guys.
I know. You've been that busy.
He was so busy. Man.
Okay. Yeah. So here's the deal. The northbound side is still closed. Two pickup trucks ran together north of 222 between there and the Chesapeake House and this area at Route 272. Okay, so that's still blocked. I'm seeing traffic coming on from 272 to the northbound side of 95. So if you're on Route 40, you get up to 272, you come back to 95, you're north of the accident scene. The backup that I'm looking at is southbound because the medevac was on the ground for half an hour, 45 minutes because of the wreck northbound. So all of this stuff still has to work its way through coming south. So big delays coming down from Elkton, extreme backups on the northbound side. And again, Route 40 cannot handle all this overflow traffic from the interstate, but right now it's doing that duty. If you can get to the ramp at 272 from Pulaski Highway, you can come back to the interstate and you're well north of the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy start to the morning, and then mostly cloudy a little bit later on this afternoon. We're looking at 78 for the high. Right now, cloudy 75 in Annapolis, and it is 70 in Reisterstown. So we're talking about the war of words between Governor Moore, President Trump, Because he was all over the place last week, MSNBC, CNN, and even Fox News. So this is Lawrence Jones of the Fox and Friends morning program interviewing Governor Moore. And I want you to listen carefully about to the question. And then the governor seems to be a little bit off put by the question and struggles a little bit in his response.
Governor, it's a different war now. There's more brothers dying here in these cities than overseas. So isn't it fair to have them there? And it's Democrats that agree with this measure. Don't take my word for it. The local cop there, the police chief, agrees with this. The mayor of the city agrees with this. And it's because people that look like me, you are dying.
No one needs to explain to me the pain that is taking place in so many communities. No one needs to explain to me the pain that is taking place in so many communities, urban, rural, and suburban, who are being besieged by this issue of gun violence, who's being besieged by this issue of chronically and generationally not feeling safe inside of your neighborhoods. And it's the reason that we have made it our top priority to make sure that people are feeling safe. But I can tell you right now, what people want more than anything in those communities is they don't want performative. They want performance, right? They're not looking for someone to walk around with military fatigues and a big gun. They're looking for someone who actually understands how to make people feel safe and how to make people actually safe in their communities. Our National Guards are not trained for this. I'm very specific about my role as Commander-in-Chief of the Maryland National Guard, and we know the missions that they are trained for, and municipal policing is not one of them.
So I tell you this.
If we want to be serious about making people safe, let's actually do the things that make people safe.
Let's take a look at the facts. As you know, he really didn't answer the question.
Stubborn things.
Exactly. Again, the military is meant to kill people and break things.
Yes.
Okay, they aren't really designed for policing, although MPs are.
Yeah.
The military police have been trained, and so you could cross over. But there's also the posse comitatus, whatever. But he says National Guard carrying a big gun. National Guardsmen are not armed in D.C. Did you know that? They are not armed.
Yeah.
Now, there's a proposal to have them armed so that they could, if they're attacked, defend themselves. But they're not armed. So there's no National Guard carrying the big gun. That's a misnomer. He admits himself, he used it twice in the answer, that the people, he feels the pain because the people are besieged. Besieged by what? Besieged by what, Governor? By criminals. By crime.
The criminals who live down the block.
Yeah. And he says it's your top priority to keep them safe. Well, FBI crime data, right now, I looked it up. Baltimore ranked top three nationwide. Highest homicide rate. Not number of homicides, because that's the game they play for you. Okay? They say, well, we're down to, we have 84 homicides so far this year. It's a 18-20%. The rate is what's important here because it's per capita.
Mm-hmm.
So Baltimore's number three, highest homicide rate. And number four, USA Today, again, FBI crime data, fourth most dangerous city in the country. And he said, that's our top priority. And yet we're besieged. So, you know, words have meaning. And he obviously botched that answer. But I don't think he was expecting that question from Lawrence Jones. People like us are dying. Like brown and black people are dying in our major cities run by Democrats. All right, a little later on, we'll get to Mayor Scott urging the president to ban AR-15s with another misinformed trope by Brandon Scott. I want to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements. Rescue Natural Supplements, of course, are amazing. And I want to tell you right now, there's a customer appreciation sales winding down for the rest of this week. And we're moving on to, of course, the big thing is Rescue Orsine. And that is, if you're feeling a little bit fatigued, don't have enough energy, and really need that boost, you want sustainable energy. You don't want that energy that what is the artificial stimulation of the sympathetic nervous system. That is the caffeine, the energy drinks, the things of that nature. What Orsine does, it is inosine and annotate in it. These are natural supplements that are going to help fuel your ATP, your adenosine triphosphate, which is at the cellular level. This is fuel for your cells. This is how your cells repair themselves. This is how they maintain. And cells throughout the body, your brain cells, heart cells, lung lung cells, you name it, any kind of cells, skin cells, and ATP is crucial. Right now, you can buy one, get one free of Orosine. Use the coupon code FUEL, F-U-E-L, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or log on to res-q.com. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. A man with a lengthy burglary record was arrested in Baltimore County on Friday for possession of a stolen vehicle and burglary tools, but later released on a $3,500 bond. Court records show that Isaac Franklin has faced 15 charges since 2014, most tied to burglary. Baltimore City residents in Mount Washington, where he is suspected of breaking into several homes, expressed alarm over his release. A $2,000 reward is now being offered for information tied to one of the burglaries. Authorities suspended the search for a missing person at Beaver Dam Swim Club after midnight last night, or after nightfall, actually. Baltimore County Police fire crews responded to reports of the disappearance around 6 p.m. They were unable to locate the individual. The search was called off by 9 p.m. It is set to resume this morning. Easton Pastor, who was taken into custody by ICE in July, has now been released and reunited with his family. Daniel Fuentes Espinal, who first entered the U.S. on a six-month visa in 2001, was being held in Louisiana before being brought back to Maryland. He was granted bond last week and shared a video message expressing gratitude to his community. Cecil County man who fatally stabbed a 14-year-old boy last month will not face charges after prosecutors determined he acted in self-defense. Officials say the gentleman, identified only as Ty, who has one arm, was attacked by a group of nine people linked to a local gang over a drug debt. Surveillance video showed the group beating him with a shovel and with a 2x4 before he stabbed one Jordan Collins. The state's attorney said Ty tried to escape and only used a pocket knife to protect himself. It's 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick three lottery number, 864, pick 45904. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And again, we're still looking at some major delays with this accident northbound 95 in Cecil County. It's shut down for 7 miles between the 93-mile marker and the 100-mile marker. That's including the area around the Chesapeake House. A lot of folks went in there, and they're just kind of trying to ride it out just a bit to either get some gasoline or do whatever you have to do. And in the meantime, we're still shut down. So the traffic is coming on at the ramp from 272 and then going back north on 95. All the overflow traffic is over on Route 40 on Pulaski Highway. Now, the southbound traffic was closed for a while. Medevac was on the ground. That's been released, but they're looking at the accident scene northbound. There's a pretty good size backup as well for the traffic approaching the 100-mile marker on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Mild and muggy start to your Monday morning. Look for mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. Temperatures much cooler, highs only in the 70s. We'll keep the clouds around and temps below average on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At 8:35 Sports, brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. A lot to like about the O's 12-0 shutout of the first-place Astros yesterday. Sam Basayo, his major league debut, a two-run single. Dean Kramer owning Houston once again with 7 shutout innings. And then there was Jordan Westberg with a career day.
He got a cutter on 3-1, driven to deep right center field, and gone! Bullpen, which is about to be activated.
it.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Westberg with a career-high 5 runs batted in on the day. And a sidebar here. You may have heard on the broadcast yesterday, Adley Rutschman playing in his 500th career game and joining Bobby Gritch as the only two players in Orioles history to collect 450 hits and 250 walks in their first 500 games. But what you didn't hear was this statistic. Rutschman, in his first 343 games, was a 276 hitter with 50 home runs. In his last 157 games, he's just a 210 hitter with 11 home runs. The Little League World Series got underway late last week, and a pitcher made history.
13, like Chinese Taipei has.
Yeah, this is the third year we've had this. And how about that pitch? 82 miles an hour. That's 107 in pro baseball.
Chin Chi, a 12-year-old right-hander who pitches for Chinese Taipei, in fact throwing back-to-back pitches that eclipsed 80 miles per hour, the fastest ever recorded at the Little League World Series. Fallout from the Ravens' 31-13 win over the Cowboys on Saturday night. Head coach John Harbaugh on the injury suffered by Rush linebacker Adisa Isaac.
Adisa has a dislocated elbow. So he'll be out for a few weeks at least.
Cementing a spot at least for now for David Ojabo. Harbaugh then later confirming he wants to keep Rasheen Ali as a fourth running back.
Yeah, right now the plan is to carry 4. You know, that's where we're at right now. I
mean, Ali was 62 yards on 19 carries against the Cowboys. A 25-yard kick return. Keaton Mitchell batting a hamstring injury. Scotty Scheffler with a dramatic 81-foot chip for birdie on 17, winning the 2025 BMW Championship out at Caves Valley. Walks away with $8.6 million for the win, $3.6 actually for the win, $5 million bonus for finishing first in the FedEx Cup regular season standings. Yesterday in sports history, August 17th, 2008, a young Michael Phelps cements his place in swimming history, breaking Mark Spitz's record with his eighth gold medal, actually, in a single Olympics. And a happy heavenly birthday today to one of the greatest players and men in baseball history, Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente, born on this day, August 18th, 1930, in Puerto Rico. Clemente, of course, passed away tragically December 31st, 1972 in a plane crash on his way to Managua, Nicaragua to help victims of a massive earthquake. The time now is 8:37. When we return, former NFL players say they would do it all over again.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This is an extremely revealing survey conducted by ESPN. Okay. ESPN attempted to contact all 1,546 players that played in the NFL in 1988, 37 years ago, in an attempt to assess their physical and mental well-being 37 years later. Listen to some of these stats, and then there's a kicker at the end. Almost all the ex-players reported having pain every day. Almost half said they had serious difficulty concentrating, remembering, or making decisions. One study based on the National Health Interview Survey found that 15% of the players said a doctor had diagnosed them with dementia. Okay? And then one more, half the players said they felt depressed in the past 12 months. 6 in 10 reported living with some type of disability, including walking, climbing stairs, dressing, or bathing. 3 times the rate of men their age that didn't play in the NFL. Here's the kicker. After all that, 9 out of 10 ex-players said they would make the same decision to play professional football.
You want to know why?
I think I know why, but go ahead.
Well, I'm saying I never played pro football, but I did play in college. And I'm sure it's probably just magnified even 10 times than it was in college. It is the camaraderie. It is that collegial fraternity of guys that are banding together as a team, that are competing on a daily or weekly level, whatever the case may be. There's something special about that bond that you have with your team and your teammates. And it's an enriching experience in spite of the injuries and for some and the obviously there's their brain trauma for others.
Yeah, well, I've had a couple of friends who played at a very high level in college. And the concussive brain stuff from repeated hits.
CTE.
CTE is really cost them a lot.
Yeah, no doubt.
They're our age, memory's gone.
You pay a price. Yeah. If you that's the risk you take, you pay a price. But the reason why they take that risk is because of that bond that you have in the locker room and on the field.
What about the money?
Well, yeah, obviously, when I played, there was no money in college. Now there is.
Right.
But, yeah, for a lot of people, it is a way out of, you know, whatever, a poor background or, you know, the money is crucial. But, again, there's risk with it.
And I think within that bond, there's also this knowledge that you are doing something that a very, a slight,
very
slight sliver of the population can do.
But let's also say that not everybody gets the big money. Okay, there, like quarterbacks do, position players do, some really premier linemen, but on a 53-man roster, not everybody's making the same money.
Yeah, the
bottom half of the roster, these guys are probably in and out of the league fairly quickly.
They are. I think the average NFL career is less than 4 years.
Yeah. Is it really? They're short.
Yep.
Especially
for
running backs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know, running backs there's a high toll on running backs.
Except Derrick Henry, apparently.
Yeah. Now, don't jinx him.
Forever. Every run is downhill.
All right, thanks, Gary.
You watch him run, every single run seems to be downhill for him.
Just 41.
Amazing. Talk Radio 680 WCV. Well, this is instructive. This is a video that I saw popped up on YouTube. This guy's a real estate agent in the Atlanta, Georgia marketplace. I don't know much about the Atlanta, Georgia marketplace as far as where it is society. Is it left? Is it right? Is it center? Is it a conservative area, liberal area? One would suspect that it's an urban area in Atlanta itself. It's probably more liberal than conservative. And the outlying areas where all the rich folks live, I suspect is more conservative than liberal. So in other words, if you're buying or selling a house in the richer parts of town, you know, then you're doing pretty well. And because what we see observably, an awful lot of those folks are conservative politically. Here is Tom, the real estate agent, saying, I don't want your business.
I'm a real estate agent in the Atlanta, Georgia market, and I made a decision earlier this year that I would not work with Trump supporters, either on the buying end or on the selling end. A lot of people kind of thought I was crazy. They just said, take their money, Tom. No, I'm not. And I'll tell you why. Number one, everybody deserves to have a real estate agent who respects them. And I simply don't respect Trump supporters because they have aligned themselves with a man who I feel is evil.
You know, you shouldn't be doing real estate. You should be working for the DNC. To be really simple. I mean, if your business is to help people, as a realtor particularly, to help people find the home of their dreams or their next home, you should not be in that business if that's the way you feel.
I don't want to necessarily work hard to put money in their pocket. Let them figure it out. Let them go find somebody whose beliefs align with theirs. That's not me.
No, clearly not.
Hey, newsflash.
I hope they do.
Einstein, there are a lot more real estate agents out there. Yeah, because if he's the only guy out there.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and cut yourself off from 50% of your business. This is the problem when people say, oh, my business and my politics, they intermingle.
Moron.
Yes. Chuck, we're not talking about you, okay? What do we say then? Just so you know. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
What?
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 Talk about,
huh?
What? Oh, sound like Reverend Jim. Southbound 95, the backup is not quite gone. The backup is still at the 99-mile marker, the 100-mile marker coming south. That problem was the medevac helicopter was on the ground for the wreck northbound, which has been now closed for the better part of 2 hours. Most of the backup northbound, I think a lot of the people finally got over to Route 40 and got away from 95 because it just wasn't going anyplace at all. They're coming back on at the ramp at 272 and then heading north on 95 and eventually up through the Delaware line. But you know Route 40 is total gridlock in that area, and we're still slow as well on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy start, mostly cloudy, chance of a stray shower here and there. 78 for the high today. Right now, cloudy, 73 in the city, 72 in Severn. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me.
a new segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. A mechanic in Minnesota was working on a 2015 Ford SUV. He found a wallet that an assembly line worker left in the car 11 years ago. Richard Guilford is retired now, but remembers the day his wallet went missing. He was working on the Ford assembly line in Chicago when it fell out of his pocket. That wallet has been officially returned to its rightful owner. Here's the mechanic and Richard Guilford talking about the returned wallet.
So my guess, it was sitting up in here somewhere, just sitting there for the right move. That little hole right here, that's where the wallet was sitting on top of that hole.
Is this your wallet? First thing I said was, did you find it in a car? He's like, yes, I did. I would have never figured in a million years that it would still be there.
Wow.
11 years later.
That's amazing.
A feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all, I mean all, your appliance needs.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Do you remember when Governor Palin was criticized when she said, I could see Russia?
Yeah, of course she never said
Alaska.
That. Yeah, that was.
She
yeah.
was purported to have said
purported
that.
To have said that, yeah.
But basically, what the media didn't tell you, there are two islands, volcanic-created islands,
yep,
in the Bering Sea, which are literally, one is called Little Diomede, the other mm-hmm. one is Big Diomede. Little Diomede is owned by the United States. The Big Diomede is owned by Russia.
Yeah.
Big Diomede is largely uninhabitable. Little Diomede has about 80 to 100 people living on it each and every year. They are connected by 2.4 miles of ice bridge. Okay? And so, literally, Little Diomede, you can walk and see sovereign Russia from the United States.
Yes.
Look it up, folks. And what's fascinating is the Big Diomede, which is in Russia, is on the other side of the international dateline. So they are 21 hours ahead of the United States.
Wow.
So they call it the yesterday and tomorrow land. That's 2.4 miles separated. That's it. Two major countries. And by the international dateline, 21 hours separate the two of them.
So you could contact them like on a Monday very early and say, tell me, how did the Monday Night Football game go?
Yeah.
And they'd be able to tell you.
They'd be able to tell you.
Because they're 21 hours.
But there's nobody living except the Russian outpost there. By the way, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott was on CNN with Fake Tapper last week. And he said the following. He said, quote, the president could also do some very simple things for us, Jake. Not just for Baltimore, but for the whole country. The president could say no one will no longer be able to go into a store and buy a AR-15. Okay?
Why?
End of quote.
Why?
All right? Because he thinks, you know, it's they're the main purveyor of violence.
Really?
Is the AR-15.
Really?
Well, we looked it up.
Not the handgun?
We looked it up. The FBI Uniform Crime Report data showing more than twice as many people were killed with knives and other cutting tools nationally than were killed with rifles.
Yes.
Including an AR-15 in 2021. Okay? But wait, there's more. According to the same FBI Uniform Crime Report, more people were killed in 2020 with fists and feet than were killed with rifles of all kinds.
Yeah.
So those assault fists and feet,
well,
along with the assault knives, Mayor Scott, you'd be better served in trying to remove those.
Well, you get on an airplane, somebody in the seat behind you takes his shoes off and props his foot up there. That's assault right there.
Yeah.
Many
people treated as such. And the New York Times twice in the last week have proven what we've always known about them. They hate America. They hate our form of government. They hate our Constitution. And they hate our president. The New York Times ran an essay last week saying that hoping the military would stand up to Trump, saying, quote, we used to think the military would stand up to Trump. We were wrong. It seems in this essay they were arguing or advocating
military overthrow of the government.
Yeah, exactly. A military coup.
Which they are. They did try a coup. Remember Jim Comey with his little buddy, his professor, that leaked it to the New York Times, classified information. And finally, the Times has called for insurrection and the destruction of the Constitution twice in 48 hours. So they're talking about packing the Supreme Court, abolishing the U.S. Senate and the Electoral College and the like. So, folks, this is how desperate the left is when they talk about what happened to trying to save democracy itself. Apparently that's falling on deaf ears.
Yes. No. I promise you these numbers. Let me real quickly give you these numbers, because these are wonderful numbers to know. Because all the brouhaha about redistricting, gerrymandering, or you can't gerrymander Texas, we're going to gerrymander whatever, right? Here are some states, the percentage of Republican voters in recent elections, and how many seats the GOP holds in Congress in those states. Massachusetts, 36% Republican, 0 seats. Connecticut, 42% Republican, 0 seats. Maine, 46% Republican, 0 seats. New Mexico, 46% Republican, 0 seats. Seeing a trend here? New Hampshire, 48% Republican, 0 seats. Vermont, 32% Republican, 0 seats. Rhode Island, 42% Republican, 0 seats. Hawaii, 38% Republican, 0 seats. And Delaware, 42% Republican. Guess how many seats?
Zero seats. Yeah. In California right now, the Newsom redistricting plan would take it down from 9 seats to 4 seats in California, where Republicans have 38% of the population.
Yeah, gerrymandering. Only the evil Republicans do this.
It's not
going to
hold up in any court. That's the big thing.
It's amazing.
Newsom knows he's going to lose. It's all about political publicity. 8:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
The Rob Carson Show.
Donald Trump coming in and saying, hey, man, let's get this under control. Let's make it safe to walk in D.C. Tell me, all of you Democrats who say, oh, I'm perfectly fine living in Washington, D.C. I'm perfectly fine. Go into the hood in Washington, D.C. at 10 o'clock at night. See how safe you feel. You can feel safe in your little gated community, wherever you are. But don't project that on the hellscape that a good share of Washington, D.C. is.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It is 8:53. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning. It's a lengthy investigation. Going to be here for a while. Northbound 95 still closed in Cecil County, starting at about the 93-mile marker. So anybody north of the Susquehanna Bridge, heading up around the Chesapeake House, everybody now is pretty much over on Route 40 till they reopen the northbound lanes. They have a lengthy investigation there. That's going to be ongoing. Looking at the camera southbound at the 99-mile marker, another view here, the State Highway has an arrow board up getting traffic out of the left-hand lane. So they're doing some work probably in the median on the northbound side. So they're telling the southbound traffic, got to squeeze it up and move over there. At least we're moving southbound, but it's still backed up at least a mile or so before you get to the accident scene. But through the mid-morning, northbound 95 in Cecil County will remain closed as you're north of the Tidings Bridge and up through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Still a bit on the sticky side to start off the day. Mostly cloudy. Chance of a shower a little bit later on. 78, pretty much the same for tomorrow. But obviously it's going to be as hot or humid this week. Cloudy 73 in Millersville. It is 73 in Stevensville on the Eastern Shore. It's 8:54. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Good weekend?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, good weekend. I did some stuff at home, so I was happy to get everything organized.
Okay.
You know, Olivia goes back to school next week. So.
Oh, that's right.
There's a lot going on.
Yes. I forget those back to school days.
Oh, yeah. Soccer starts, still has tutoring, music class, so we have a full schedule, but, you know, that's the joy of being a parent.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to talk about the Alaska Summit that occurred on Friday, because, of course, it happened after we spoke here on Friday afternoon. I was on Newsmax a couple times over the weekend, and it occurred to me, because, you know, Putin said it while he was at the summit, and I didn't know this, and you guys probably did, but I didn't. He hadn't talked to anyone in the Biden administration since 2022.
Yeah, February, since the invasion.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Because
three
remember,
and a half years, I think, with
yes.
no contact.
So I have some audio today from Kamala Harris when she was at the debate with President Trump, because she made it seem at that debate that there was ongoing conversation at that time. So she was gaslighting everybody. I'm like, I'm sitting here thinking, how could you come to the table and talk about peace?
Yeah. And that's speaking of one assuming side. That the KGB master is telling the truth.
Yeah. Right, yeah. right. Yeah, no, but it's just, it's so crazy to me. So we're going to talk about that because, you know, to find this out from Putin, of all people. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We didn't even find that out from
I think one of the most interesting things to me, and I know you pointed that out, I saw one of your clips over the weekend, but was this idea that he couldn't really come to the summit until this Russiagate stuff got resolved.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so the documents are all starting to come out, and they all spill out before the summit. It's almost like
exactly
he has to make it right with Putin first about what they did to him in the Biden administration before they could even talk about a peace deal.
Yes, yes. This I think we learned a lot from this summit.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're still working on the deal, but we learned a lot on what happened during Biden's administration. So we're going to talk about that. Also, I do want to talk about the county executive race in Baltimore County. I see we have another name in the race, another Democrat. Did you guys hear about Nick Stewart?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about him.
Masquerading as a so-called independent.
Yeah.
But not so much.
But not so much, really.
If you're a housing advocate, you are the opposite of an independent. So we're going to talk about him. And then, of course, Mom Donnie, some of the local crimes, another neighborhood targeted, Hampden. Another neighborhood, and it's again that same pattern. It's where the white people live in Baltimore City. That is being targeted in Baltimore. And yet nobody wants to connect the dots out loud, but we will do that here at WCBM.
All right, coming up next.
Thanks, guys.
It's Connect the Dot Kim on WCBM.
That's a great nickname.
Let's connect the dots here about a burglary suspect that was caught in Baltimore County over the weekend.
Amazing story.
15 charges. Since 2014, and one of the victims, young couple Jenny and Yitzi Ternyansky in Mount Washington, were, I guess, not so surprised that he's a career criminal.
We have a career criminal out there who's probably robbing someone's house tonight. My heart goes out to the next victim. I hope you're not home when you get robbed.
Yeah. Career criminal out on bond, $3,500 bond after they caught him on camera. His face was on camera, and they said, the husband says, how does he make bail?
It's such a small bail. Like, he's easily stolen that much money from us. He basically used the money he stole from us to pay for his bail.
Wow, that's ironic.
That's another slap in the face.
Yeah, it sure is.
And obviously, this couple, young couple's very scared because they've been identified, and this guy's out.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what they do to witnesses sometimes. I mean, I hope and pray I would make sure that you are adequately protected.
Yep, exactly. Hey, listen, Tim, I am so glad this past weekend, after the temperatures this weekend, that I have Tim Kyle come and take a look at my HVAC a couple times a year. Now, Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling, they're my guys. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and a exceptional service to homes looking for HVAC services. Now, with the hot summer weather now in full swing, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. Tim Kyle, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404.
See you tomorrow. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.